I'm used to the crazy people.
Toby.
Don't ever underestimate the psycho factor in my head.
Are you mental?
No! It's our show!
I'm a madman!
I'm getting pissed!
Rick Brown, you sound like a stark, raving mad person.
No! I'm getting pissed! No! No! Don't ever underestimate the psycho factor in my head. No!
Opie and Anthony.
How can you tell who's sane and who's insane?
You guys in conflict piss me off, okay?
Boy, rumors running rampant about Ronald Reagan's health.
Yeah, I saw that in the paper today.
They're saying some rumors have him on a 36-hour death watch.
Oof.
Like, he's going to drop any second now. And the family's like, hey, shut up.
Right. Well, his son is really pissed. Michael.
Yeah.
Michael Reagan. He's quoted in the paper today. I just saw him the other day, and he's fine. Quit scaring the family. My kids have to deal with it. People come up to them, and they ask me if something's wrong with Grandpa. There's a lot wrong with Grandpa at this point.
Yeah, bad.
So Reagan's doing okay. And tonight, I believe, our buddy Tom Brokaw will be talking to Nancy Reagan.
Oh, really?
About the ex-president's health and Alzheimer's and dispelling all the rumors that have been flying lately.
Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Opie and Anthony, thank you for giving me this opportunity to plug my interview show with Nancy Reagan at the end.
Tom?
Yeah?
You sound extra woozy today.
Whoa.
You sound really out of it.
A little groggy today. Yeah, I was working on my car, you see, in the garage.
Yeah.
The door was shut, and the exhaust fumes was overcome by carbon monoxide. So I'm a little groggy. Thank God Mrs. Brokaw pulls me out of the garage just in the nick of time. So I wouldn't have been able to perform the interview with Nancy Reagan. Remember Nancy Reagan, first lady, her motto on drugs, just say no.
What? What was that?
She said, just say no.
Oh, just say no, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is probably what Ronald Reagan is saying when she wants to offer him up some of that gag. I'll have to remember to ask her that on tonight's NBC Nightly News interview with who?
Nancy Reagan.
Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News interview with Nancy Reagan. NBC Nightly News.
Very good. Tom.
I'm Roca. Achille Laurel.
Why are you falling asleep?
Achille Laurel. Must learn how to say Achille Laurel. Achille Laurel.
All right, Tom, thank you. Don't you have to go and work on the piece for tonight?
Yes, I have to work on the piece.
All right, Tom Brokaw, everyone.
Yeah. There he goes.
Hey, Anthony, look at our luck. Rick is informing me that the ex-president of the United States of America is on the hotline, Anthony.
Really?
The same line that Old Dirty uses to call our show.
Isn't that a disgrace?
The ex-president is on the line, and he wants to dispel all these rumors about his health.
Oh, good.
So let's go to the phone right now and... Ant.
What?
Where are you going?
I'll be right back. You talk to the president a while. I'll be right back.
Wait, this...
You started. I'll finish. I gotta take a leak.
Ant, this doesn't happen every day. You don't get the chance to talk to an ex-president.
You start. Just hold him on the line until I get back.
Ugh. He just doesn't get it. An ex-president on the line. Hello?
Hello, Opie. Oh, I mean... Hello? Yes? Hi, this is Ronald Reagan. Well, I want to... I want to dispel the rumors.
All right. Do we have the president, the ex-president on the line now?
No. Yes, I had to take the phone from, I believe, that was Sam Donaldson. Not sure. Well, I just want to dispel those rumors about, well, my health.
Yeah, they're saying that there's a 36-hour death watch.
On who?
On you, Mr. Reagan.
Is Mr. Reagan there?
No, you're Mr. Reagan?
I am.
Yeah, you're the ex-president of the United States of America.
Yes, and I want to say,
yeah?
I'm as spry as JFK Jr. I want to dispel any, well, Mr. Gorbachev teared down that wall.
No.
Hello?
No, you left the presidency a real long time ago, Mr. Reagan.
Where did I leave it? I'm always forgetting things. The bombing starts in 5 minutes.
No.
Hello?
We want to just discuss the fact that you're still alive and well.
God bless Pakistan. Well, I'm fine. I still will take a dump every morning like clockwork at 6 a.m.
Yeah?
Well, I don't get up till 7. That old gag.
Hey, you were spotted on the streets of California in Brentwood eating ice cream.
I was.
Yes.
Yes, I love ice cream now. It's much the same as, you know, running the free world, eating ice cream. 1 minute you, well, have your hand on the button that could destroy all mankind.
Yeah.
The next year, eating Fudgy the Whale. Can someone shoot me? Hello?
Well, they already shot at you. We shouldn't be making jokes about that.
They did win.
Oh, way back in what, 81?
Did I make it?
Yes, you did. You made it through. Fine.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Look, I'm a cat. Meow. Meow. Well, every morning I wake up and thank God I'm able to stare at Nancy's giant head. She's like a friggin' Pez dispenser, that woman. It's like looking at a Mardi Gras float for guns. Hello? Hello?
Is that why you...
356,018. 356,019. 300.
Why are you counting?
I'm counting my liver spots. 4 or 5 more and I'm a black man. Looking forward to that. Yeah. Look, I can see through walls and I'm a pirate. Abast, matey. Yeah. You know what the good thing about Alzheimer's is?
What?
I'm with a new chick every day. Why is it always a skinny pig with a huge head? Oh,
that's so wrong.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that curtain rod. I was leader of the free world. Now I don't even know when I take a dump. Ooh, wait, I think I just did.
You're out of your mind.
It's off to Carvel for another Fudgy the Whale.
Well, obviously you're alive and
yes.
And well, Mr. Yes. Reagan, yes.
God bless Iraq.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right. There he goes. The ex-president of the United States of America. Or someone that sounds a lot like him. Now, where the hell did Anthony... Anthony!
Hey, I'm ready.
What the hell happened?
Come on, hey, put him on.
Ant.
Mr. President, it's an honor to speak with you.
No, Ant.
I was always a big... What?
He hung up.
I told you to hold him on the line until I got here.
I was trying. He has Alzheimer's, you know.
You always hang up before I get back, and it's like right before I get back.
He can't remember things. I told him to hang in there. You wanted to, you know, talk to him, and, you know, I couldn't keep him on the line.
Damn it.
You missed a golden opportunity.
Ah, so many questions I wanted to ask. Did he sound okay?
Oof.
Really? Well, maybe next time.
I think Mr. Reagan had too many beers last night. He he's a little confused what voice he was doing today.
Really? I'm going to have to hear that on a tape or something.
Yeah, you might have to. He thought he was still doing the Tom Brokaw.
Did he? Really?
Yes.
What an ass.
Maybe Mr. Reagan should get to bed before 4 a.m.
Hey. I was in bed early.
No, I'm not talking about you.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the president.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I have no clue what anybody's saying, but it's the funniest damn show.
More stupidity on the way.
1027. Opie and Anthony. We punish ignorance.
Hey, ass, turn down your radio.
1027.
All right, it's the worst of Opie and Anthony. What's happening, man? This is Rick, producer of the show. Hey, it is Monday.
a couple days after the big Christmas day. Hopefully everybody did well, got some good gifts. Remember, the guy's going to be off till next Monday, so we are doing a worst of all this week, which is kind of cool. We're going to dip back, grab some real old bits, grab some more recent stuff, stuff off their Demented World CD, stuff that would have been on their new CD, but it's not coming out just yet. So we are in the process of doing that. It's the worst of Opie and Anthony all this week. Any suggestions for the show, 212-757-1027. Spaz is working the phones. You can fax them to us at 212-957-WNEW or just hope that you hear what you want to hear. Got a lot of great suggestions from last week. We'll try and get them on, you know, sometime today or maybe tomorrow. And why don't we get right back to it, shall we? It's the worst of Opie and Anthony. Here's some Stephen Lynch by request.
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7.
This is about a childhood
you can't ignore.
Don't touch those buttons either. I see you looking at them.
When I was a boy of 10, I had a very best friend. Ed was kind with good intent, but just a little different. Oh, special Ed. Mama dropped him on his head. Now he's not so bright instead. He's a little bit special. Just a little bit special. We'd play tag and he'd get hurt. I'd play soldier, he'd eat dirt. I liked math and a spelling bee. Ed liked talking to a tree. Oh, special Ed. Mama dropped him on his head. Now she keeps him in the shed. 'Cause he's a little bit special. A little bit special. I ran track, hung out in malls. Ed ran head first into walls. I had girls and lots of clothes. Ed had names for all his toes. Oh, special Ed. Mama dropped him on his head. Now he thinks he's a piece of bread. He's a little bit special. Just a little bit special. One day talking to Special Ed, he grabbed a brick and he swung at my head. And as he laughed at me, that's when I knew Special Ed just made me special too. And now I laugh as I count bugs. I give strangers great big hugs. Next to me, Ed is fine. He's a f***ing Einstein. Oh, special Ed and me. Now we're not right in the head, you see. Now we're not so bright instead. We're a little bit special. Just a little bit special. That bastard Ed made me special. Just a little bit special.
All right. There's the stimulus you know and love. There's some redemption.
Please forgive me.
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7.
And it's Opie and Anthony, phone number 212-757-1027. Also receiving a lot of great faxes today. Fax line 212-957-9639. Of course, a very disturbing clip on the unofficial Opie and Anthony website.
Damn.
All right, let's get back to Rick's bachelor party. We've pretty much discussed the ride over there, and we discussed how when I pulled out my wad of money, the girls attacked me like they were seagulls at the beach going for a crust of bread.
That is the way to describe it, man.
Yeah.
You pulled that out and woof.
And Rick was late, so Earl got all the lap dances.
Well, Earl's the one I think. You seem to be the most uptight about the whole thing, Earl.
No, I wasn't.
Let me be honest. You were. You know, when that first girl wanted to take you to the VIP lounge in the back, you were resisted at first. You were sitting in the chair going, No, don't want to lap dance.
You silly rabbit. No, I just thought that Anna should have went to Rick.
He wasn't there. It would have, but he was not there. And he wasn't showing up for another hour and a half at that point. So it was just like, hey, you know, Earl.
I just thought it was funny. It was like, okay, who's going to be the first guy? And everyone just turned around and pointed that finger straight at me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you are the virgin.
Oh, stop it.
You gotta give it to Earl.
There's no bell being rung there.
Ring the bell.
That's reality.
Not appropriate.
I'm just in a dry spell, that's all.
29 years. You got tumbleweeds rolling around in your crotch.
That dry spell. Well, Earl got, I think, a lap dance every 3 minutes for the whole evening. Everybody was just, because you're talking and stuff. Sometimes the lap dance gets in the way.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch someone else get in the lap dance.
Put it this way, Nunzio completely hooked us up with funny money and stuff.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to be for Rick, but because Rick was late, we used it on Earl.
Yeah.
So by the time Rick, the bachelor, showed up, we were running out of funds quickly.
And the lap dance is just an odd thing, you know? There's no touching. So you just kind of sit in the chair with your arms on the armrests as this chick is going around you and gyrating in front of you and looking at you like you should be pounding her, you know? But it's like, I will just stay completely still in this chair as you circle me, you know?
Yeah.
It's like when you used to play a stupid game with, like, your siblings. I'm not touching you. Look, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. And, like, you're right next to the person. You put your hand, like, right next to their face. Why? Why are you mad? I'm not even touching you. I'm not touching you. That's how it is.
Yeah.
They get, like, right next to you.
It's the adult version of that game.
Yes. My ass is not touching you. My ass is not touching your nose.
All right. So then I guess
VIP room is great.
Yeah, the VIP. You don't talk about the VIP room. Ixnay on the VIP room. Just say it was great.
You sit down, Danny. How about a lap dance?
So, we were treated like kings at Goldfingers, and then finally the night came to an end for most of us.
Yeah, I guess, pretty much everyone left after a while.
I decided that there was no way in hell I could go home, Anthony. With the smells and the things that were hanging off my clothes, it would be safe to stay away from home.
You just end up smelling like dancer.
Oh, man. Right.
Like
I said earlier, there were substances on my body that I could not recognize, and I felt it was safe to stay away from the homestead. Because I wasn't functioning right where I could explain some of this stuff. So I decided to crash at Ben's place, Ann. And my clothes, by the way, have officially been burned.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now,
did your pants look like, did it look like you dropped some sour cream on there?
No, not that bad.
Out of the fajita?
No, not that bad. But first of all, I guess
Mark, Psycho Mark, who's in the studio, he started getting really pissed at everyone.
No. Don't go there.
Don't go there?
Yeah.
You're freaking loony with those dances, man. That was part of the best part of the show.
You know what? Guys can relate to this. There's always one guy in the crew. There's always one guy in the crew that is convinced that the girl actually likes him.
And you'll be going home to bang the dancer.
Right. That person in our gang is...
Psycho Mark.
Hello.
Who at one point, I think, had too many dollars in both hands. Did I see a shoe off with more dollars between your toes? You were shaking money around like Trump. Sitting front row. You were like right there next to the stage. And a girl come over and give him a lap dance. And he's getting into... Like, his arms are going, and he's almost dancing with the girl.
Correct.
I was having a good time.
Well, sure.
Is it great?
Is there wrong with that?
Is it true you were thinking you had a shot at that girl?
No, of course not.
Oh, now he says it. What time do you get home?
Oh, like 3:30.
Let me make it perfectly clear. We started the festivities around 8:15. It wasn't like we went out at 11, because most guys are like, well, what's the big deal? 4 hours in a club? No big deal. Yeah. No, we're talking 8 hours in the club for Mark.
It's a hard day's work.
To the point where you're punching your pal Ben over there.
Well, Ben deserved the punch, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
Well, we could get to it now, because it all relates. Now, Ben has an apartment in the Village. Right? Lower East Side. Near NYU and all that. And Ben has a really small place. Correct, Mark? You stayed there?
Yes, I have.
When you first moved to the city? Now, I asked Ben if I could crash on his couch. Because there's no way, like I said earlier, there's no way I could go home.
Right.
There was a slight problem with that. Ben told me, yeah, no problem. And that's the truth. I thought everything was cool. I found out when I arrived at Ben's place that there was already another guy staying there, another one of his friends that is moving to New York City. See, Ben has all these friends in.
Yeah.
And they all move to New York City, but they start their journey in New York by staying with Ben for a month. Right? Is that true?
Right. Totally right.
Who is this guy?
It's Ed. Drunk Ed.
Drunk German Ed.
Drunk German Ed.
With the bullet hole in his head.
Drunk German Ed with the bullet hole in his head.
I guess this would be a great time to introduce Drunk German Ed to the show. Who wants to tell the story of why he has a bullet mark in his head?
He was in the German army, and I think they were doing exercises with the Russians, and he stuck his head up from behind a berm and got whacked with a 7.62 round in his head. And the rumor is he was drunk when he was on duty. And he, oh, what's on the other side?
Whack. And he got shot with live ammo in the head during training.
Exercises. It's a true story. He's got a dent in his head. That's why they call him Drunk
German Ed.
German Ed with the bullet hole in his head.
Pretty much wraps it up right there, doesn't it?
There you go.
True story. So I go to Ben's assuming, you know, it's going to be no problem. We're going to just, you know, crash. I got the couch. Ben's got his bed. Tiny little apartment. No bigger than this studio we're in right now.
Right.
But there's Drunk Ed on Ben's couch.
With a 40.
With a 40 of Beck's. So, Ben, what did you say to Ed?
I told him to go stay at Mark's.
But he's... At like a quarter to one, he tells his guest, Ed, that
Drunk German Ed with the bullet hole in his head.
That he has got to leave his apartment. Because I'm crashing there.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Now I'm feeling uncomfortable. I'm like, Ben, didn't you like work this out before you told me I could stay?
Guess not.
So Ed, all drunk and belligerent, gets up and goes to Mark.
Yeah, but you missed the whole point.
Now, there's a bunch of points here, Mark. Now, Mark didn't want Drunk Ed at his place because he was convinced that he was taking one of the strippers from Goldfinger's home. That is the truth.
No, it's not.
You're absolutely wrong.
That's not the reason why I wanted
you. You know your little honey's listening, but that is the truth. You thought you were getting lucky.
Maybe I did. You guys don't even know about it.
All right, so now Ben just flat out kicks his friend out on the street at 12:30 at night, and all I remember is Drunk Ed going, "You don't kick a black man out on the street at 12:30 at night."
Oh,
you forgot to mention it.
Ed is also black.
Yeah,
a black German.
He's a black German with a bullet.
hole in his head. So now where does the story go?
And he went to Mark's building.
Well, wait a minute. Before he even gets to the building, you were at the club, right? You're like, oh, Opie's going to stay with me. He's going to stay over at the place tonight. So Ed's going to stay with you. And I'm like, Ed is not staying at my apartment. There is no way that Ed is staying with me. I already told you that Ed cannot stay at my apartment.
Now, logically, it would have been, like, logically, it would have been okay if I would have just, like, stayed at your place. But see, you live with a gay guy. And I had a problem with that. So I said, I'll go stay with Ben.
Yes, and
I'm just saying.
And the gay roommate doesn't want drunk German Ed with the bullet hole in his head staying at your house either.
Last time Ed came over, he almost broke all the furniture and he insulted my roommate.
What did he say?
He said something to the fact where he said, I hate the Jews, and my roommate is Jewish.
Isn't that amazing? Even black Germans hate the Jews. You'd think they would understand, like, oppression and stuff, but...
My poor roommate, you know, being the way he is, got very offended.
Yeah.
And it was very upset. And then Ed proceeds to blow a nasty, stinky beer fart in the apartment.
And you know, like, how those gay guys like to keep the apartment so nice and neat and stuff and smelling good.
So needless to say, they left a bad taste in my roommate's mouth. So Ed is no longer allowed in my apartment.
Not the first thing. So drunk Ed goes to Mark's. Problem is Mark's not home because let's go back to the story. He's still trying to pick up the stripper.
I was hanging out with Nunzio. Nunzio
is very cool.
Nunzio was the man.
So drunk Ed stayed in your lobby for how long?
Yeah.
Not kidding.
3 hours in the lobby of your building.
And he's
waiting for Mark to get home.
Right.
So he can stay with
him. So he can sleep.
Right.
So meanwhile, he's sitting in the lobby of my building, bothering the poor doorman, just like making erratic conversation with the poor guy, and trying to explain his plight as a black German stuck out in the city.
With a bullet hole.
Right. So I walk in. This is like 3:30. And all of a sudden, I'm tired, I'm ready to go to bed.
Right.
I look, hey, Mark, you there? How are you? I'm like, what the hell are you doing here?
Hey, hope you're staying over at Ben's house. You didn't throw me out of the street.
I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
He did throw him out on the street.
Oh, that's Ben, man.
Ben flat out said, drunk Ed, you have to leave.
So Ed comes over to my place to stay. I don't have a place.
And I told Ed, you can't stay here. You cannot stay here. So I ended up loaning him like another $200 to get a hotel room.
At 3 o'clock in the morning? 3:30?
Well, if my roommate woke up and saw a black guy sleeping on the couch, with the place with a bullet hole in his head, it would not be a pretty sight.
The gay guy, let me get this straight. The gay guy doesn't like the black German guy.
With the bullet hole.
And likewise, the black German guy doesn't like the Jews, which the gay guy takes offense to.
Is he Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that one makes perfect sense.
Very Jewish.
And Ed's claiming that when Ben kicked him out of his apartment that we were mocking him and laughing at him.
Yeah, well, he told me, he goes,
oh, if Ben was laughing at you, they threw me out of your apartment. I'm so thanks to go. Oh, you threw me out of the street. Mark, you could have helped me to the plane and stay in the plane.
And he's still drunk out of his mind, slurring his words. So anyhow, I get him to leave. And the doorman is like, who the hell is that guy? He spent the last 3 hours trying to converse with me about his bullet hole in his head and people throwing him out the street. But then, that was probably the coldest thing I've ever heard in a long time. That was pretty cold to put your own friend out in the street. I mean, you could have let him stay, you know, in a corner, for Christ's sake.
You're right. Now looking back on it, you're right.
Oh, now? Oh, see, that was funny. You're like, oh, it's so funny. Hey, he's staying in your apartment. He's staying in here.
That's how it went down.
Not nice. And you're laughing too, Opie.
Yeah, Ope.
You were laughing.
I think Ope's part of the problem too. Yeah. Like, you didn't say anything like, did you say anything to Ben like, oh, Ben, you can't do that, man. Look, I'll make other arrangements.
No. Hey, look, Ben, I was tired.
Screw the guy with the bullet hole in his head. I'm tired. I was tired.
One must know evil before he can condemn it.
Opie.
One must see evil before he can denounce it.
Anthony.
This is disgusting and offensive.
Very, very cool.
FM. Opie and Anthony.
What?
What?
That's crap. We can't put that on the air.
FM at 1027.
All right, it is the worst of Opie and Anthony. What is happening? It's Rick, the producer of the show. In all this week doing the worst stuff, so if you've got any suggestions whatsoever, stuff maybe from the first week that you remember, if you've been with the show that long, or from last week, because we had a couple of good bits from last week as well, and anything in between during the entire tenure of the guys stand here at WNEW, we are doing it. It's the worst of Opie and Anthony. Dial it up, 212-757-1027. See what we can get on for you. Got a lot of requests for OJ911. Jeter and Piazza with Mad Dog. Dreamweaver, a big request for Dreamweaver and some Reverend Al. All that stuff is on the way, so make sure you listen. Also some Louis Anderson next hour. But let's get back to it, shall we? With the worst of Opie and Anthony. Again, any suggestions, 212-757-1027.
Today, you're stuck with the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7.
Hey, man.
It's O&A. What up, Ant?
Don Imus here. I just want to... I got a problem with that videotape.
You saw the video, Mr. Imus?
No, that was me in the video. secret's out. I'm really an old broad.
Yeah, of course, we're talking about the video of the lady having sex. She just happened to be 100 years old.
See, without my big fag cowboy hat on, you can't tell I'm actually a woman. Shut up, Bernard.
Did look like Imus, didn't it?
Imus with a wig, sure. I could see that, Anthony, a little bit.
Not even with a wig. See her? She didn't have much hair. Anywhere. Enough said.
Everyone is just disturbed. We're trying to move on here. Lewis.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Yeah, just passed. I'm in Newark Airport, man. Just passed like a group of old people. Just made me shiver just walking by them. The old guy almost needed a walker just to get out.
Oh. Time blows.
I'm telling you.
I swear to God, man.
Yeah, you had to see these old people, man. I'm like going, oh, my God. Just imagining one of them. Not even just the group. Imagine an orgy out of it.
Yeah, know what the funny thing is about this? There's an article in the paper about Hugh Hefner. And there's a lot of people outraged because Hugh Hefner, at the age of 70, 71, is taking Viagra and banging four broads that are, like, in their early 20s.
Yeah, he says that just because he's gotten older, his taste in women hasn't gotten older. He's still attracted to girls that are in their 20s.
And
he's banging a girl that he's banging twins that are 21 years old.
21 years old.
And he's got two more that he's doing.
Right.
And it's all because of Viagra, and he loves it.
And most people will read about it, Hugh Hefner, in the paper today and say he's a sick bastard.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what's sick. Sick is what we just saw in the other studio.
Yeah, because I gotta tell you, I don't think there's probably much difference. Now, I'm not saying every 71, 75-year-old woman looks like the 100-year-old one in there, but a majority of them do, you know? So what does Hugh have to... have sex with a woman that looks like E.T.?
To be morally right in your eyes? What, are you kidding me? He's a single man.
God bless this guy.
God bless him is right.
Unbelievable. And he says it's all because of Viagra.
And he says he, like, pops this stuff like it's M&M's, pretty much.
He's probably got a big bowl of it in the mansion. Fucking, hey, yeah, just popping it in his mouth. Yeah. Like you would eat peanuts or something. Hey, what's up?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Like throwing him up in the air and catching him. Jiggling him around in his hand like you do it, like peanuts. Tic Tacs, yeah. Look at my bathrobe.
Oh, man.
Like a pup tent.
Don, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right.
Just want to tell you, nobody would touch you happy with a 10-foot pole if it wasn't for his millions of dollars.
You're right. Good point.
I mean, give me a break. Viagra, no Viagra, I don't care.
That's my goal, to get very rich in the next 40 years.
That's it. Then you can afford the, girls. You go for the gusto.
Yeah, if I had the choice, I'm going to celebrate my 75th anniversary with my loved one.
Yeah.
Who are you kidding? There's going to have to be an arrangement at that age.
Opie's going to have a vending machine with Viagra and just top it in.
Gumball machine.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. That, they must love that at the retirement homes, so, though. You know, the Viagra thing. Before Viagra, what do they have to worry about? Changing diapers, the guy's drooling, hey, hey, over in the corner. The old lady occasionally dying, they wheel around and stuff. But, I mean, now Viagra, you got these horny old guys rolling around the halls.
Well, think about it. I don't think they allow it, right? Because it's got to be by prescription. So
they probably got to smuggle it in.
They're smuggling it in.
They got to smuggle it in.
It's like the joint.
Hey, you got any? I'm hurting real bad. I need some. I ain't had wood in a week.
Screw the wood. He hasn't leaked in a week. He needs just a leak. But then they're not looking. You know, they're like half. They're looking for the younger broads.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they got? You know, what are you going to look for in the retirement home?
Unison 2B needs a banger.
Yeah. Hey, sweetie.
Dustin.
Yeah.
What's up?
O&A.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to find out if this old lady ever appeared on Willard Scott's 100-year smucker jar.
The smucker's jar?
Yeah.
It wasn't the smucker's jar.
Yeah.
She was very happy birthday to Loretta. 100 years young. Whoa, look at her go.
Loretta's hobbies include...
hobbing.
hobbing.
Now the sounds of brittle bones breaking under the weight of doggy style.
There are just some things older people probably shouldn't do. I don't know.
Loretta still gets up every day to do some gardening and the horizontal bop.
She likes knitting, cooking for her family, and all.
And gumming her neighbor.
Time is a bitch, though, man. I remember working in a retirement home one day. We were doing a job in there. And there was some old guy in a wheelchair just yelling. He's sitting there, he's just, hey, 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 yelling, and like, I'm horrified, and no one's doing anything for the poor guy. And I said to the woman at the counter, I go, this guy's yelling back there, he's just, hey, and she goes, oh no, that's Mr. Johnson, he does that all the time, he does that all day long, he used to be a gym teacher. Like, oh, that explains it, I know we put our gym teacher through. But then I'm just thinking, picture the guy, you know, probably gym teacher, got to be in some kind of shape.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his little whistle and stuff, and he's years ago. All right, guys, come on, back on the track, another lap. All right, we're going to climb her up today. Football practice, yeah, come on, hit it, go. And then you just add a little time. What do you got? Hey. It just gives you a little perspective on things, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Go for the gusto. Live your life for God's sake, because someday you'll be there, hey! Or like Loretta, with people looking at you horrified at your time-ravaged body. It looked like every organ she had settled on top of her pelvis. All I could say is, take Kate Moss, have her swallow a hippity hop, and then leave her in a steam room for 3 years so the skin just kind of... I cannot explain this enough. But it puts a little perspective on things. I guess you just got to go for the gusto while you're young.
Like you, Hefner.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Who do you do this?
Sometimes you don't.
You guys are going to burn in hell.
Opie and Anthony, 102.7.
The worst of Opie and Anthony. We'll get back to more bits and stuff in just a little bit. In the meantime, a quick music break with some Jane's Addiction.
You deserve the best, but that'd be a lot of work. Here's the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7.
Swing your partner, start to dance. Grab him and pull down his pants. Do-si donut, quarter turn. Tuck his one-eyed wonder worm. And stop across the floor. Show him what you've got in store. Grab those ankles, what a sight. Drive it home with all your might. Yeah, your partner's pretty big. Drilling like an oil rig. Promenade and grab a beer. Open it in your partner's rear.
Opie and Anthony.
Oh, those guys are fast!
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 1027. The talk you can't ignore.
We're talking about Louis Anderson. We stated in the past that I don't get it. He's not funny.
Don't you have to be funny to have the label comedian?
Yeah.
I guess so. I don't know.
I guess his stuff is so tragic that it becomes funny or something.
That's what it is. People laugh a lot of times because they're uncomfortable. Sometimes comics get on stage and they either have an affliction or something. Remember the deaf comedian girl?
Yeah.
And people are laughing, but you can't understand a word she's saying, but everyone's laughing because you're nervous, and it's like, you better laugh.
Mine was not my ear, though. I come on, and no one's not even watching.
What'd she say? I don't know, just laugh. Smile, clap, and laugh.
We interviewed her in L.A. a few years back.
Yeah, remember that?
I'm reading lips.
Yeah, the publicist comes up to us, and she goes, you want to talk to, I forgot her name, the deaf comedian? And we're like, this is radio.
Yeah.
Oh, she reads lips real well.
Well, that's good.
So as a gag, because we're just complete a-holes.
Yeah.
I start asking questions with my head turned.
Head turned. And I'm a pretty good ventriloquist. Watch. So I wasn't even doing that. I was like,
so, how you doing?
Yeah, Anthony wouldn't move his lips, and I turned my head.
So, what's it like here in a stand-up comic?
When you go ask me a question?
That was pretty heinous, yeah. We understand. That was the second silliest moment that we had in the past. Remember, we had to talk to, who's the guy with Peanut, the damn puppet? What's the name of that guy?
God, I can't remember his name. The comedian with the puppet.
Is it Jeff Dunham, I think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Dunham, he does TV commercials now and stuff. Mm-hmm. Now his whole act is Peanut the puppet. What, he's an old guy or something?
Right.
Okay. So we were doing interviews from the Montreal Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Through like an ISDN line.
Right.
So we weren't there. No, we weren't there. So Jeff Dunham was in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
With his puppet Peanut.
Yeah.
And so we're like, okay, everyone, we got Jeff Dunham on the line, and he's talking to us, and then he goes, hey, you want to say hi to Peanut? And we're like, yeah, okay, and Peanut starts talking. And then Anthony and I realize how completely stupid this is, and we go, Jeff, are you sitting there with the puppet in your hand right now? He's like, yeah, well, I am. And we just started laughing at him, and then he just had to go away.
Because he doesn't, what do you need the puppet for?
It's radio.
A phone interview over the radio.
Yeah, but he was still doing the act, even though it wasn't TV, where he had the actual puppet talking.
He needed the puppet.
To the
maybe like the movie Magic.
Magic with Anthony Hopkins, one of my favorite movies.
All right, anyway.
Yeah, so you laugh, people laugh just because they're nervous.
Yeah.
You know? And he talks about how fat he is and how tragic it is, so people just start laughing. All right, so let's count all the fat jokes here. You got your bell for the fat joke?
Oh,
this is Louis Anderson and Rosie O'Donnell this morning.
Yeah.
This is just the comedic geniuses at work here.
Well, hi, Louis.
Hi, Rosie.
How are you?
I'm great.
So how's everything going?
Good. Good. I just got back from a trip around the world.
No kidding?
Yeah, not the world, no.
No. Good. Yeah. What was that about? The guy with the balloon.
You know why you don't fly a balloon? One carry-on.
True.
Oh, did you see him flying on a balloon?
And that big hole, that big flame, no grill
on the ground.
If you did have a great Gabriel flying Burger King.
Oh, have you ever been
Burger
in a balloon
King.
Before?
No.
I was in one once.
Really?
It's scary, yeah, in Colorado.
Who weaves the basket?
I had to get reinforced, you know, it's a lot of stress.
That's a real crazy person, so it's tight.
Right. Where did you go? You went just all over?
I was in Australia first, beautiful place.
Working or just living?
Just living.
Really?
It was good. They had the, what is that, the Formula One? Do you know what that is?
The race car?
Race car, the little ones.
Yeah.
And every time I got in a cab, they said, are you here for the Formula One? I go, yeah, I'm driving.
Gotcha.
You know what's there, the ones with the, like, cigarettes and beer thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if the car doesn't kill you. The product's low.
Right.
My car was a Dunkin' Donuts car.
Oh, there it is.
That would be my car, too. Do you have a favorite Dunkin' Donut place?
like those cream things.
That's the vanilla cream thing. Oh, honey, those
did you ever go in and they got just the one left?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of cream's good. Somebody's
pressed the Yeah. I always get it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
The last one, right. You know. Now, you've lost weight recently, haven't you?
Yeah, I lost about 70 pounds.
Good for you, Louie.
Yeah, clap for that guy. Clap for Fat Louie.
Just like me, it's a life thing.
It's a horrible thing. Yeah. What happens is about 6 o'clock at night, they lock me in a cage. Because, you know, I just put it in at night. That was a big thing for me.
That was the thing.
Because we work at night.
Sure.
You work at night, you're doing stand-up, then you go, and you're going to have your meal.
Right.
It's 2 a.m., your stomach's full, you go to sleep.
Yeah, that's not good. So what's your cutoff is now? 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
How do you do when you're working, like in Atlantic City this weekend?
You know, I just eat the fruit and stuff then at night. You know, it's just eat food. You know, like
what's his name?
It's like, you can have drugs, money, a donut. I take the donut every time.
Same with me.
Yeah, it is true. If you try to eat healthy, you go to a drive-thru. Do you ever do that?
Yeah.
I have that grilled chicken sandwich there with the fake grill marks.
Right.
Really? Hey, you want fries with that? Well, you're going to pressure me. What side you want? How about that basket you're frying in?
Oh, Lord.
I watch you all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
And I said, oh, she started the Chub Club. That's a mistake.
It is a mistake.
Because the pressure gets on you.
Yeah, but I said to everyone, it's not really to lose weight. It's to get healthier because I have two kids and I want to have my heart good.
Sure.
So we did the workout. And I'm going to tell you, January, February, Louis, I was so good. Every day I'm doing the workout.
Right.
I don't do it anymore. I'm trying to get back to
it. I know it's hard. People say, do you jog in the mile of time? I was never meant to exercise.
Yeah.
I'm lazy. I know. If I could do this in my bed, I would. You know, like I'm so lazy that, you know how the remote control somehow ends up on the floor by your bed?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, my God. You're trying to tie the pillow to get it right there. I'll call people from the other end. Hey, come on. Did I get any phone calls? No. Hey, Liz, as long as you're in here, get that in here.
Isn't just a genius? Isn't this good stuff? Are you enjoying this, Anthony?
At this point, it was amazing. Rosie actually started orbiting because they're gravitational pulls of each other. So Rosie started orbiting Louie. It was just so weird to see her floating in his gravitational pull. The furniture was getting sucked up into his black hole. Oh, amazing.
Man, this is just top shelf stuff.
Well, when you have two heifers talking about eating and food and being fat, it doesn't get any better.
I honestly, we can't compete with this stuff. This is incredible.
I totally do the same thing. It's so bad. Because when you do start working out, you do feel better. And you know, that's the thing. And also when you have lost the finish up of an
ailment. What's that to our chewing?
When you're working out, you feel better. You know, chewing, swallowing.
Yeah, you know what? I look in the mirror. I don't see a fat person. I see a person who happens to be fat.
Right. You know,
what does that mean?
Oh, and do you hear the people laughing?
Yeah.
Like, he's seriously trying to get this profound thing. When I look in the mirror, I don't see a fat person. I see a person that's fat.
That's fat.
And people are like, oh, you're not supposed to laugh. Louis being profound, he's not being funny now. See, they don't even know when he's trying to be funny and not. They're just laughing at everything he says because he's fat. Well, Louis, you know something? When you look in the mirror, you see a fat person. And a person that's fat. You see a big, fat person. Because you're fat.
You want to hear a little more of this?
Sure.
Friends there, you know, like, I think that everybody looks like my mom is heavy.
Right.
Everyone looks like my dad, you know, they're drunk. But,
there's dad drunk joke. There it is. That didn't take long.
Here come the drunk.
Yeah, like, my dad is drunk and beating me with a whiskey bottle. laugh hard.
It's true, you know, you get the genetics, you know.
Right.
And I look like my mom, and everyone who looks like her is heavy, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a health thing. I do agree with you.
Yeah.
It's really difficult.
You know, everyone said that about the genetics and everything, and, you know, like, you know, I always comforted myself. Oh, my mom was Irish, she was stocky Irish. That's just how Irish people are. Then we had the Coors.
That's a racist remark.
Totally Irish. And I thought, oh, I've been lying to myself. They got the same Irish genes as me.
I know.
You know?
It is. It's just that, you know, and people go, and they treat you different when you're big, you know.
That's true.
You go to someone's house, they steer you towards the sturdier furniture, you know.
Yeah, does that happen, honestly?
Yeah, they do that. Oh, sit out in the concrete.
But I did notice that people did treat, because when I was like my thinnest, even at my thinnest, I still don't think I'm thin. Like, I had a tucked in shirt. That's the big proof to
right,
me. When
is.
You
ooh,
are a tucker.
When you can tuck.
When you can tuck.
When you can tuck and not wear a coat.
Exactly.
Right.
Just a pure tuck.
Right.
I'm talking t-shirt,
right.
Jean, uh-huh. Tuck. I was at the gas station at self-serve, and these two men came out of the gas station to help me. And they were so nice, and it was self-serve, but they were like, what do you need? And they were, and I got so scared, because I never had that kind of attention.
Right. Come on, Rosie.
If I wanted to get someone's attention, I would be funny. Like, you know.
Right, exactly. No,
so when I got the attention for being a tucker, I'm not kidding, I went to Baskin-Robbins. I'm not kidding you, Lily. I did. It's not even a joke.
That's why they
the
came
emotions.
Up with the 31 flavors.
Exactly. That's when I tried all of them, you know.
Yeah, I love that.
She's talking.
It is, and you grow up, and for you, you had stressful childhood.
Yes.
I'm hearing you.
My mom fed us when things were bad.
Yeah.
You didn't have money.
Yeah.
There's some food.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's very psychological.
I love what you have done with your painful childhood in many ways. I really do, Lou. Your books, the letters and everything with your dad, and talking about how
your
difficult
dad.
It was in an alcoholic family, and
get over
the pain
it.
That still reverberates
get
today.
Get over it, fat
it's
boy.
It's so inspirational to me and to so
thank
many
you.
People,
thank
and I think very brave of you to do
thank
it.
You.
Very brave. Very brave, Louie. Very brave. Oh, yes.
Well,
standing
up, you know, it's the reason I'm doing the Family Feud, because the thing's always been family for me.
Family Feud.
You know, it's just this year, I had the Anderson family reunion in Las Vegas, where I flew all my 59 family members in. And I really finally...
Would you use a galactic tanker shuttle?
Those things.
The whole really fat family?
It is difficult, and it's lifelong, and, you know, you have to turn it around. Otherwise, you know, you're Ted Bundy.
It's true. The only way through the pain is through the pain. You
right.
can't avoid it. You can't do a little dance around it.
And we're taught in this society to avoid it.
Right.
Watch TV, do this, do that.
But the work that you do helps people, including me, I think, go through it and face it as opposed to, you know, not dealing with it. And Life with Louie, great, great animated series that is on the Fox Network, right?
Yeah.
And you're the one for yourself and your dad. And when you won your Emmy. Tell everybody. Do you remember what you said?
This is proof that you can take a terrible childhood and make something good out of it.
Yes!
I think that is such a
yes, Louie!
Yes,
bravo!
And I thank you so much for being here. He's in Atlantic City this weekend.
Louie Anderson. Come on.
He's saying he would be like Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
If he didn't have that great humor that he has.
Yeah. That's a stretch.
Ted Bundy was skinny and got chicks. That's how he was able to kill him.
Now, you did hear at the end of the interview, though, he's going to be hosting the new Family Feud. Anime.
Family Feud. That's what you need. Remember what happened to the last host?
He hung
Didn't
himself.
Didn't he hang himself?
Yeah.
I don't know. Louis sounds more depressed than Ray Combs ever did.
You think Louis Anderson's going to do the whole Richard Dawson and try to, like, get kisses and
I'm
stuff?
I'm out of kiss, honey. Hey, baby, what's your name? Yeah. Hey, welcome to the feud. I'm fat and I was abused as a child. All right, look at the family is coming to the table. Give me a kiss, honey. Thank you. You have any food stuck between your teeth I could suck out while I kiss you? I'm starving. I haven't eaten in seconds. Gee. If we could get the first two contestants up here, we surveyed our audience the top five answers on the board to this question. What does your father hit you with? All right.
Louie, a baseball bat?
No,
that's the number two answer. My father hit me with a baseball bat. You have a chance to steal.
Louie, is it a whiskey bottle?
Yes, it's a whiskey bottle. That's right. He lobbed it at my head after calling me a big fat bastard.
Oh, there's a Louie hysterical. What a scream!
Next question. Surveyed our audience. Top three answers on the board. This question. What was the cruelest thing you were called in school by your little classmates? Turned you into an introverted eating freak machine.
Big, fat, tubby, marshmallow, cellulite, 200 pounds of chewed bubblegum ass?
And that's the number one answer. I never knew what the end of that was because my head was always in the gymnasium toilet after. Right when they started saying it, then I have to go to the cafeteria and eat Twinkies and Ho-Ho's and feed this 450-pound Jabba the Hutt mess freak show ass. But I've turned tragedy into comedy. If you find the comedy, give me a call. Hey, we're playing the feud, family feud. Look who it is. It's the Anderson family. My own family coming up. Hi, Dad. How? Hey, he's going to call me a big, fat, tub-ass, lard-ass again. This is great stuff, isn't it? Here comes my big, fat, enabling mother. Gee, thanks, Mom. Here I am in the midst of turning tragedy into comedy. Can you feel it, people? Feel the comedy. Excuse me, have I eaten in 2 minutes? I'm way past my eating time. Top five answers on the board to this. When do I have to eat? Now? That's right, now, right now. Thank you for playing the feud, but I gotta eat. Thank you, Dad.
I gotta tune into that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that on TV.
Big Fat Louie.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that. Whoever's still listening.
Dudes with dudes.
Well, I think every time we open our mouths, we're pissing someone off.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah. We're out of control. We're so wacky.
All right, knock it off. 102.7.
All right, it's the worst of the Opie and Anthony show. What's happening, man? This is Rick sitting in for the guys. These damn things are never queued up correctly. Jesus Christ. If there's something you want to hear in the worst of today, 212-757-1027. We will try and hook you up with it in terms of bits. Guys, we'll be back next Monday. That's January the 3rd. We got a great some great stuff lined up for next week. But you're going to have to tune in and listen and enjoy that. In the meantime, do pick up the phone, 212-757-1027. Spaz is working the lines, looking for any requested bits. Got a request for a couple more calls for Dreamweaver. That, I will tell you right now, is coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. So you can just look at your watch and go, okay, sometime during 4 o'clock, my favorite bit, Dreamweaver's coming up. All right, Reverend Al, next hour as well, and a whole lot of other stuff, Mad Dog, Saul, and even some dice going to be worked in just a little bit. But right now, let's get to the worst of where they were talking about Buddy Ebsen. The third phone call to Buddy Ebsen. I guess this happened right after Dana Plato died after talking to Howard. And the guys were looking to hopefully, you know, find someone who's going to die soon so they could have the last interview.
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7.
Buddy Ebsen. I remember him, the Jed Clampett character from the Beverly Hillbillies. Also, the geriatric gumshoe Barnaby Jones.
That's right. Also, wasn't he supposed to be the original Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
He was allergic to the makeup or something?
Allergic to the silver paint, Opie.
To the silver paint?
The roll then went...
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah. Are you live on the line?
Yes.
On the radio right now?
Mrs. Livingston, yes, we are.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Mrs. Livingston is the courtship of Eddie's father.
Hello?
Buddy Ebsen!
Yeah?
Oh, you hear us today. It's Opie and Anthony. How are you today, sir?
Are you the one that's been calling?
Yes. We're trying
to... You got your power on today. I couldn't hear you because you were, you were sub-powered the other day.
You hear us good today.
I hear you good now.
Oh, praise
somebody
the Lord.
Somebody pressed the right button again.
Absolutely, buddy.
Well, let's make sure, though. Give us a nice well doggy.
A well doggy?
Yeah.
Well doggy.
All right, buddy.
Not bad, buddy.
How you been?
Hello?
You doing all right, buddy?
Yeah?
Yeah? You keeping busy?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we all remember and love you in the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
And Barnaby Jones, one of my favorites.
Fantastic.
You were great in that.
Thank you.
And not many people know you were quite the hoofer in your day.
I was quite the hoofer. I started out in New York. You're in New York, aren't you?
Yes, New York.
Well, the Amsterdam Theater, which has been renovated, I understand, on 42nd Street.
Yes.
Well, I started open there.
Really?
Did you used to dance for the showgirls?
1928.
28?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now I'm painting.
Oh, you're painting now?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can...
I have something new under the sun. A folk art spinoff of a classic television show painted by one of the actors, me.
Really?
And it's called Uncle Jed Country.
Uncle Jed Country.
Uncle Jed Country, and that's on the, the fast selling thing,
infomercial.
The what?
I don't know. The
website.
Oh, website. Oh, World Wide Web. Wait, you're on the World Wide Web. Uncle Jed?
Yeah.
You're on the World Wide Web now?
No, website.
Oh, website, well, yeah, okay.
www.buddy.com, something like that.
But, what did you whittle a computer?
What
did you whittle yourself a computer, buddy?
I whittled myself. Yeah.
Hey, buddy, how old of a man are you these days?
Pardon?
How old of a man are you these days?
100, no, not 100 yet. 91.
91. God bless you, buddy. Many more. Many more, buddy.
You want to know the secret of my, success?
Yeah, what's the secret of your long life?
Use it or lose it.
What? Oh, buddy, that's it. Buddy! I believe that's an exclusive. I think our lawyers are going to want to talk to you after that line.
Who wants to talk to me?
Use it or lose it.
Use it or lose it.
Wow. Very nice. When was the last time you used it?
Not too long ago.
Imagine Uncle Jed heading down.
When I was 90.
When you were 90? Well, it wasn't with that, Miss Hathaway, was it?
Nah.
Yeah, she was.
Okay. Nice to talk to you, fellas.
Well, we wanted to ask you a quick question about, The Wizard of Oz. Is it true that you were supposed to be the original, Tin Man?
The Wizard of Oz? Well, I wrote a book called The Other Side of Oz. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
No.
It's available at the bookstore. If they don't have it, they'll order it.
All right.
And it's also available on the website.
Which is www.buddy.com,
whatever it is. You're fooling around with those numbers.
You're fantastic.
All
right, we'll figure that out.
Yeah, we'll the other side of Oz will tell you all you want to know about Buddy Ebsen and a lot that you don't want to know.
Uncle Jed, I got me a website.
Yeah, you have?
Okay. All right, buddy.
Guys, have a good day.
Good talking to you.
Right.
Hey, wait, you got to give us one last well doggy there.
You ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
You got your recording machine on?
Oh, yeah. Already. Here we go.
Well, doggy.
Yeah.
Buddy Ebsen, everyone. Thank you, buddy. Buddy?
Buddy?
Okay, very good.
Oh, I remember talking to him a couple of years back, and the well doggy sounded a little better.
A little better?
Maybe we ought to pull that one and compare the two and see how well Buddy's doing. Maybe we can judge on how much longer he'll live by how his well doggies come out.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. All right, Buddy Ebsen. We got a real interview that time.
Yes, we did. We learned a lot there.
God, if he drops dead tomorrow. Not that I would wish it on anybody, but if it's going to happen.
You know, I really don't want it to happen now after we've gotten to know him a little bit.
To know him. He's part of the show, much like Ben and Earl.
Right.
What is this, Mr. Dan? here?
Don't even try to figure it out. Just go along with it.
Whatever.
1027.
Get a new G-day. Yadda-daddy. Yadda-dee.
Now, Chris, man, what are you...
Snarlinsy. I was being offensive. Yadda-doodle-dee. Gobble-dee-goo.
Chris, man, you really got to get another job because we're sick of having you on our show here.
Waddle-daddle, please hire me.
No.
Somebody hire me, the Grease Man, for a radio show.
Well, I hear that you're looking at a job for Crayola.
Well, yes.
With Crayola, I should
say. Well, actually, the Grease Man is coming out with his own line of crayons. Racially insensitive crayons. I looked in the paper this morning. I saw, the Grease Man saw, that Crayola is removing... Indian Red.
Yes.
From their box of crayons.
Because it's not politically correct and they don't want to tick off any people.
Insensitive.
Right.
To the Indians.
That's right.
As we like to call them, the cowboy killers. I remember as a cowboy slinging lead against the Indians, their arrows whooshing over my head. The redskin. But yes, very, very upset about Indian Red in the crayon box.
Yeah.
So Crayola pulled it.
Well, they're gonna continue making the color. They want people to come up with a new name for that color.
Yeah. Let's see. How about Kimosabi? Yeah. Yada doodle. Snarling. Bone dry. Yeah.
You're just not politically correct, Grease Man.
Well, I'm hoping to get some money with my new crayon line.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, Greaseola crayons.
Greaseola crayons,
yeah.
Could you...
And a sharpener on the side makes the crayons as pointy as my head. Yaddle-daddle, bone dry, yeah.
Now, could you name some of the crayons that you will be offering?
Well, let's say a young child, a little young waif wants to draw... The sun.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice bright sun.
Sure.
Little picture in his kindergarten class. You know what color he'd use?
Huh.
In the Greaseola crayon set?
What?
Chink yellow. Yaddle-daddle. Just a big circle, and you color it in with some chink yellow. Yaddle-daddle. And of course, you can't complete the scene without maybe some flowers basking in the heat of that chink yellow sun.
Well, that would be nice, sure.
Right, so you draw some tulips.
Okay.
And, of course, you use homo pink. Homo pink, a shade of pink loved by bone smugglers everywhere, Yaddle diddle. Doodle die.
See,
how about Polish purple?
Ah, Polish purple sounds neat.
Polish purple.
Why Polish purple, though?
Well, look, it's green. Yiddle diddle die. The crazy Polacks can't get the colors right there. Oh, my. Mick Green.
Mick Green.
Yes,
okay.
The color of the shamrocks.
That's right.
Mick Green, Mick Green, bone dry, yeah. Yada dada.
Wow.
And, of course, wetback brown.
Of course.
And then, of course, I have the special Italian crayon there.
And what's that?
Look, it's a grease pencil. Greasy little Dago pencil. Yada deedle doodle die. Bone dry.
Very nice.
Oops, I'm being removed from my seat.
Hey.
By CBS Brass. Oh, it's happening again, Dan. Whoa.
They're yanking him out of the studio again.
Whoa, look at that. CBS boss has dragged him out again. He's going to go back on his apology tour.
Greaseola crayons.
Greaseola crayons. Boy.
That's kind of cute, huh?
A little insensitive there.
Big time.
All right.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Grown men jumping all over each other.
Okay, terrific.
Hi, Annie W.
You know, for years I've tried to call this radio station. It would be busy for hours. Hmm. But now nobody's calling because nobody listens to you because Opie and Anthony suck.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
What's the matter? We made fun of you, Bill Clinton. What's the matter? You wish you were Monica, don't you?
Play us some rock and roll again.
Yeah. Shut up. We've had it with you.
You suck.
Kiss my ass.
You're the same person that called last week to say you're not listening.
And you're listening.
Bye-bye.
It's beautiful.
beyond moronic. It's sub-moronic.
OPN
1027. NEW complaints.
Yeah, hi. I want to complain about these two idiots you have there in drive time. I've been listening to the station since the day it came on the air.
I want to work with you, sir. What seems to be your problem with these gentlemen?
They just had a woman on the phone who called us to complain about foul language.
Right.
And they're telling her, don't worry, you'll keep listening and we'll keep pissing you off. Well, what is that?
And you don't think that's right for them to put on somebody that wants to voice a legitimate complaint?
To put them on the air
like that.
Yeah, a woman that calls to complain about language.
You feel it degrades the caller and makes them seem stupid.
It absolutely does. Okay. And not only that, I mean, forgetting for a minute about the call.
Right. Yes, continue, sir.
The station has gone downhill. That's it.
Anthony.
Is this the best radio you guys
could
come up with?
1027.
All right, it is the worst of the Opie and Anthony show. Happening all week this week. Hopefully you guys are enjoying your vacation. If you are on a vacation, if you celebrate Christmas, I should say. Hopefully everybody got some good stuff. I know I did. And I'm going to hook you guys up with some more good stuff throughout the entire week. While we do this worst of for the Opie and Anthony show, the guys will be back on Monday, so never fear. They haven't been fired or anything. Everything's going good so far. Well, as far as we know, anyway. But, if you got a request for the worst of today, 212-757-1027. Spaz will take your request. And why don't we just get right back to it, shall we? As Saul, the guy who sues everybody about one thing or another, calls in this time. It's about the gay pride parade that he attended.
Today, you're stuck with the worst of Opie and Anthony.
On FM Talk at 1027.
I'm hearing there's a guy on the line that got very injured.
Oh, no.
The gay pride parade.
Oh, I was very injured at the gay pride parade.
Yesterday, huh?
Oh.
So what happened to you?
Well, I went down there because it was for gay pride.
Yeah.
But I thought it was gay was happy. Like in the Flintstones song, we'll have a gay old time.
So you thought just it would be very festive, people would be just having a happy time.
Oh, I was wrong.
Yeah?
Boy, the weather yesterday was the Triple H's.
What do you mean the Triple H's?
Hazy, hot, and homo.
Ah!
I didn't know. Oh. Oh. I wanted to march in the parade.
Yeah?
So I just joined in.
Uh-huh.
And a young man said, march in front of me. I'll bring up your rear. And oh, he did. Oh. And I started chanting with the rest of them. Because I didn't know. We're here. We're queer. We're fabulous. Get used to us. We're here. We're queer. Oh.
That didn't go over too well?
No. Then I went on one of the rides they had set up.
What do you mean they had rides at the gay pride parade?
Richard Gere's Tunnel of Terror. Oh, it's like a slide, but you dress up like a gerbil and slide in. And I was banged about on some faux intestines. Oh. And I had just gotten back from England.
Yeah?
So I got used to calling cigarettes fags.
Okay.
So I was going around going, hey, give me a fag. I need a fag in my mouth now. Oh, I said, look, I'm dying for a nice big fag to suck on. And all of a sudden this grown man puts his stuff in my face.
Whoa!
Oh.
Well,
I could imagine my shock.
Yeah, how was it?
Suing for that. Oh. So I ducked out into a bar. All the stools were upside down.
That old gag.
Oh, but I did find some lovely ladies in there.
Oh,
finally.
Ladies at the gay pride parade, huh?
Well, I'm quite the stud.
Yeah?
I was making time with them.
Uh-huh.
And making out at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
This poor girl, though, like, she had something in her throat.
Why?
That she couldn't swallow because it was making a lump in front.
Ah! I was
going at it.
That was a dude.
Oh, because then I saw something twitching in her dress. So I picked up a bottle and hit it, and she punched me. I thought it was a rat. Oh, then some man asked if he could push fish in my stool for me. Saddle's gig. So I ran out of there and caught the parade, more of the parade.
Yeah.
I saw the baton twirlers.
Yeah.
They were spinning the batons. But you should see how they catch these things.
How do they catch them?
Well, put it this way, they could do a handstand and catch it. Because that's what they were doing. Oh. All I know is I maybe had too much to drink, and I woke up dressed as the Indian from the Village People with my ass burning. In a place called the Pile Driver. Oh, so I'm suing all involved. I'm very injured.
All right.
So I can't sit down, goddammit.
All right, well, I'm sorry to hear that you got injured at the Gay Pride Parade.
Oh,
are you done?
I'm done.
All right.
So,
there goes the guy that got injured at the Gay Pride Parade. Where the hell did Anthony go? He missed it.
Oh, boring Anthony. Boring producer
Rick.
Boring bad.
Yay, yay.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
102.7. You see in the paper, Jessica Schuyler's...
Jessica Sklar.
Sklar. Whatever. Whatever.
Jessica Whore. Whore. That's what she is. I don't care what her last name is, all dirty. It's Jessica Whore. She's banging Jerry Seinfeld. Mr. Comedy Penis. Huh?
Did she got married, went on a honeymoon, yeah, missed the husband, and then started going out with Seinfeld?
3 weeks they were on their honeymoon. They get back. She starts working out at the gym. She meets Jerry.
Hi. How you doing, Jerry?
And she couldn't resist the comedy of Jerry Seinfeld and took off with the guy. But it turns out it's not the first time this has happened.
What do you mean? In her case?
No, in Jerry's case.
Yeah, well. Oh, yeah.
Well, a Long Island classmate.
I read about this.
Seinfeld stole my date. How big of a loser does this guy have to be? This guy's from Massapequa. Went to Massapequa High School with Jerry. Johnny Spuds Marino. Does he know Johnny Action? Johnny Spuds Marino still hasn't forgiven the comic for stealing his prom date in junior year. This guy, it turns out, didn't even ask this girl to the prom.
Right. He wasn't
Jerry
dating
Goldstein.
Her. They were not, no, like, dating. They weren't a couple or anything.
He was looking to ask her out to the prom, and Jerry asked her first. And this guy's holding a grudge that Jerry stole his Sherry Goldstein away from him.
Right.
She wanted the comedy penis. But Jerry comedy, even back then, I was dressing it up like Costanza. It was a little Costanza. I put hair on top of it and say, look, it's Kramer! He lied! Yeah, Seinfeld beat him to it. You know what's really disturbing about this article, though? They started asking people, I guess around Massapequa, about Jerry being now engaged to be married. Sophomores, Allison, Allison and this other girl, Karen, 15 and 14.
They're asking high school kids?
Yeah. Distraught over the news Jerry would finally wed. I really love him, the girl said. I don't want him to get married. He'll be unavailable.
Jerry's cruising Massapequa High School looking for these two girls.
I wouldn't doubt it. 14 and 15.
I got Pokemon cards! Pokemon, honey! Well, she can't resist!
Cause she's a whore! You don't come back after 3 weeks on your honeymoon. You know, she's probably still got the bridal gown on to be fouled by Jerry. Jerry and his funny penis. Here she goes. Jerry, the penis and her for coffee down at the diner. Kramer's going to slide in the door and go, oh, sorry, Jerry. I didn't know you're banging the bride. I'll come back later. All right? That qualifies as a whore. Happy honeymoon, huh?
Oh.
Ink can't dry on the wedding certificates. And she's banging. Hey, Jerry, you nail her in a bridal gown. Or do you wait for her to take that off? Huh? I now pronounce you man and wife. You may now hob Jerry Seinfeld's now. Huh? Whore! Whore! That qualifies. She throws the bouquet and catches the funny man's penis. How about a little downtime, sweetie? Huh? Whore!
Something old, something new, something borrowed, and,
And she blew my yee! What kind of broad does this? 3 weeks. She comes back, oh, honey, thank you for the wedding. Thanks for the honeymoon. I need the comedy Seinfeld penis. Yeah, take it, honey. If I was this clown, I'd crack Jerry in the head. Yeah, you want the whore? Take the whore. And you, yeah, take that with you too, huh? I kick him right where it counts. Right in his little Costanza. Little bald-headed Costanza, huh? Oh!
Wow, didn't know Dice was stopping by.
They quite well, the show needed it today, huh? You need a little comedy, and this is topical. Hands in the noose. I'm doing new stuff. Jerry and his wacky slang. Oh, here comes my wacky penis, people. I'm Jerry Seinfeld. I'm getting 28-year-old broads. I'm 45, huh? Because I got a comedy penis. Look at it. Let me, I'll just unzip my comedy pants. There you go, honey. Look at it. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the funniest penis around. Here it comes. Oh, yeah. Look at it walking. He's going to the diner for some quarter table. Huh? You piss the sugar penis. Yeah, piss it. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, take mine with cream, all right?
Hey, Dice, do you dress up the Seinfeld penis like anything special?
He dresses it like George. Except with the glasses, it's a monocle. Because it's the one-eyed George, huh? With his friends, the balls. They're going out for coffee. I dress mine up in a little Dice jacket.
What is it going to take for us to piss you off to the point where you're going to change the station? That's what I need to know.
Shove it.
Anthony.
Boy, it sure is easy to be a fag on this show, isn't it?
That's going
to
be trouble. Opie and Anthony. We just received a PhD in stupidity. 1027.
All righty, it is the worst of Opie and Anthony. What's happening, man? This is Rick, the producer of the show, hanging in with you guys all this week. The guys will be back on Monday after their long and much-needed vacation. Got any suggestions for today's show or maybe tomorrow's or later on in the week, feel free to give a call, 212-757-1027. All right? Quick music break. Here's some Metallica.
Opie and Anthony.
Cunnilingus and psychiatry brought us to this.
On FM Talk at 1027. The talk you can't ignore.
Hey, where's the vote good Anthony? Who's this?
This is Nate.
Nate, what do you want to hear, man?
How about the CNC guy? I mean,
the QVC guy.
Yeah.
All right, you got it, man. Here's QVC Virgins.
You deserve the best, but that'd be a lot of work. Here's the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 1027.
What do you think the QVC guy sounds like selling virgins or 22-year-old virgins? We talked about the guys from QVC before. They're always selling the Beanie Babies and memorabilia sports stuff.
Yeah, they have the tough-sounding voices.
Oh, the guy. One
guy yelling all the time, virgins, 22-year-old virgins. Order now. These are going to go fast. Look at this one. Let's bring it up. Let's open her up. We like to do this every so often. You're not going to find anything better than this, people. Limited time. And you get a Mark McGwire rookie card with everyone. 22-year-old virgin McGwire rookie card. We're giving them away. $22. That's $1 a year. 22-year-old virgins. Look, I can't get anything in here. We're talking, you won't be able to tell the difference between the front or the back. It's like two balloon knots.
Wow, what the hell?
And you get Flopsy Wopsy, the Beanie Baby, that's been discontinued since 92. a McGuire rookie card, a Sosa rookie card, and a 22-year-old virgin. They're going to go fast, people. Look, I'm trying. I can't get anything in here. Take it home, work it. Limited edition. Did you hear? Limited edition. For the love of God.
Toby and Anthony, 1027. Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 1027. The talk you can't ignore.
No justice, no
No!
No justice, no peace!
Reverend Al, I didn't know you were going to make a visit to our show today.
I am plugging my website.
Yeah, I see that. It's
hallelujah! We've entered cyberspace where we are not victims of racism. There ain't no race in cyberspace. My website is presently under construction like the Apollo Theater.
Yeah, Anthony.
I need your contributions, please. So crawl out from the oppression you're under and email Reverend Al your credit card number. No justice, no peace.
Yeah, I hear that.
This is a wonderful website that I have.
Well, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, if the cops shoot up your house, tell Reverend Al with a click of the mouse. It's going to be a nerve center of the community.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Even if you're in jail, you can get Reverend Al email. Praise the Lord. Reverend Al's in cyberspace. I also have my line of hair care products and shellac online that you can purchase. It comes in the same bottle, so don't be discouraged.
Okay.
You can also download my spinning medallion screensaver. It's a wonderful screensaver, that big Volkswagen hubcap medallion you always see your Reverend Al wearing.
Well, I'm going to go do that right now.
Yeah.
All right.
If one of our brothers is an Uncle Tom, report them to me at ReverendAl.com. That's right, people. Praise the Lord, Reverend Al's in cyberspace.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be a lot of fun, too, online.
Well, I hope so.
I got online games.
Yeah?
On the ReverendAl.com.
I can only imagine what type of games you got in cyberspace.
Well, you can download Tawana Raiders 3, where you guide Tawana Brawley through a maze of racist, rapist, politicians, judges, and police officers, all the while trying to make yourself a legitimate activist in the community. Watch, let me boot that up now.
All right.
All right. Whoa, there we go. Whoa, look out, Tawana. Oh, look, I just nailed Stephen Bagonis. Look at that, sorry. Oh, there goes the DA. Look, I'm making ground now. Oh. Oh, damn! Damn! I was doing so well, but I fell into the rabble-rousing, trouble-making, race beta lion sack pit of doom. Why I always make that same mistake on my way to the Senate. Damn!
Wow!
Well, all this fun can be yours at RiverNow.com.
And that address again, www.fwhitey.com. That's right.
That's right. Praise Jesus. No justice, no peace. I have been vindicated.
All right, there he goes, everyone. Reverend Al.
Wow.
We haven't had Reverend Al on the show in a long time.
He is pumped up about that website.
He is running down the hallway right now.
Sounds like fun. I want to play Tawana Raiders 3.
Opie, Anthony, Opie, Anthony. 1027.
Hey, worst of Opie and Anthony, who's this?
Hey, this is Dave from Smith Town.
Dave, what do you want to hear, man?
How about the Reverend Al Blackson?
Reverend Al Blackson cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely do that, dude.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
All right, here it is, man.
Thanks, bro.
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 1027.
Look who's coming through the door, Anthony.
Huh?
Reverend Al coming through the door, Anthony.
Oh, really?
I think he has some commentary on the Danny Glover, Blacks Can't Get Cabs in New York.
Does he?
I believe so, so.
Well, there's his music.
Well, there's his music, and here he comes through the door, everyone. Reverend Al!
Outraged! I am outraged! Outraged! Way out of lesbian. Who gives a crap about no taxi cab? I can't believe that Okie from Muskogee wouldn't show her boobies. What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
And Rick sounds like a goddamn pervert now.
Yeah, he sure does.
Rick's more disgusting than the movie.
Hey, Reverend Al, you want to see some white boobies?
Well, I like to stick to my black sisters.
Yeah.
But what the hell?
All right.
Since she's here.
All right.
Let's see some dairy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. Reverend Al likes that. That's why Reverend Al likes coming here.
There you go.
To the Obie and Anthony show. But I'm outraged.
Now, what are you outraged about today?
Why can't a black man get a taxi cab in New York City?
I don't know.
Our own black girl had trouble early in the program.
Yeah.
Even your Reverend Al has been turned down trying to get a taxi cab. I can't get to dinner. I'm outraged. Reverend Al's got to be fed. Stop that car, you towel head. I am starting my own taxi cab service. For the community.
Oh, yeah?
Reverend Al's Blacksy Cab. Service in the Bronx and Harlem and certain parts of Brooklyn. Unlike you white cabs, Reverend Al's Blacksy Cab will not be Crown Victorian.
No.
They are modified Bradley armored fighting vehicles. That's right. Where comfort abounds and they can take a few rounds. When you get in, you get a message of safety from Reverend Al.
Okay.
Welcome, buckle up, and put on your proper length of flak jacket. Now remember, no shooting inside the vehicle due to ricochet. Thank you. Have a nice trip on Reverend Al Blacksy Cab.
See, the white folks cab is equipped with, what, ample trunk space. Your Reverend Al cab? Twin 50-millimeter cannons with tracer rounds and Stinger anti-aircraft missiles to clear the way to your destination. That's right. Reverend Al Blacksy Cab, our motto, the engine's loud and the paint is faded, but sit back and relax, we're armor-plated. So I'll be bringing those into the community very shortly if you send your donations to Reverend Al at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. Thank you. I am outraged.
All right, there he goes. Reverend Al, everyone.
Where's that southern hick bitch? Take your top off. I am outraged.
There he goes. Reverend Al.
Boy, he's angry. He's a little angry, Reverend Al.
I think he's more angry about the prude not getting power.
Who wouldn't be?
Okay.
That brings the races together, doesn't it?
It's good to know we can agree on something, right, Anthony?
Absolutely.
All right.
Obie, Anthony, 1027.
Clubs running when the cops get out of hand. Ruth Dixon Mayer's in the Ku Klux Klan. Yelling and screaming as he's speaking to a mob. He wears expensive suits, but he doesn't have a job. Reverend Al, Reverend Al, please go pal. Reverend Al. Well, he's
sapping
on the people in his own community.
Why is the white man always picking on me?
He's got a fat belly and his hair's full of grease. Hear his battle cry.
No justice, no peace.
The man with a plan who you know you can trust. The faulty little reverend with the answers like a buzz. Reverend Al, Reverend Al, he's your pal. Reverend Al. Like James Brown with too many calories.
Now why is the white man always picking on me?
Whoever Bernie gets in the Brawley case, turn on the TV, you would always see his face. He's speeding in his limo to another homicide to make the network news with the family by his side. Reverend Al, Reverend Al, he's your pal.
Why is the white man always picking on me?
Reverend Al.
I'm Reverend Al.
Reverend Al.
I'm Reverend Al. I'm hungry.
He's Reverend Al.
Reverend Al.
He will represent your family and he doesn't charge a fee.
Now, as long as the foot.
Savage makes it on the TV.
Reverend Al.
I'm Reverend Al.
Reverend Al.
I'm your pal.
Well, he's your pal.
That's right, Reverend Al.
Reverend Al.
I'm Reverend Al.
He's a race, face, white, hate, bag of baloney.
Now, why is the white man always picking on me?
Reverend Al.
Yeah, I'm out.
Reverend Al.
I'm Reverend Al.
He's your pal.
I'm your pal.
Yeah, Reverend Al.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, can we get these illiterates off the air, please?
We suck.
If I wasn't on it, I wouldn't listen.
1027.
All right, it is the worst of the Opie and Anthony show. First day of the week. It's Monday. A couple days after Christmas. Hopefully everybody had a good Christmas. New Year's is coming up this year. Let's see if Puffy and Jennifer can stay out of jail. What asses. Jesus Christ. It says enough about society, huh? The black guy and the Puerto Rican chick going to jail. For gun possession. Oh. What can you do? Anyhow, it's the worst of Opie and Anthony. Any request for the show, 212-757-1027. We'll see if we can hook you up. Got tons of requests for this one. Tons. One of the most requested bits for today are basically any worst of. It's Dreamweaver. That's right, by request. So let's get it done now, shall we? The Dreamweaver bit. On the worst of Opie and Anthony.
Today, you're stuck with the worst of Opie and Anthony.
On FM Talk at 102.7.
Ant used to pick up a little CB whore.
This was... Come on, man.
Remember the big CB radio craze? I was like in my early teens, and it was a way to get girls, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Breaker 19.
I had good buddy.
Breaker for a radio check.
You're coming in 4x4, good buddy.
Thank you. And then you're sitting there like, yeah, what else can I say?
Okay. Come back.
I'm 10-10-8 on the side waiting for you, good buddy.
Because I didn't drive, so what was the use? You're just sitting in there. It can't be like, you know.
I'm double nickels all the way. Looking out for the Smokies. Oh, look at that. We got some pretty seat covers here today. Down the old black top. Keep her between the ditches. Good buddy.
Yeah, well, all right. I did that. What else can I say? I'm just on the CB.
What was your handle at?
Oh, I gotta explain this. This just never, explaining never works on this show, does it? I was living in California at the time, and I was very equestrian. I had a horse, and I used to ride, and my handle, because I ran a rent string. This guy I knew had a rent string, so he used to take these Marines from Camp Pendleton that wanted to be a cowboy for the weekend. And guide him up in the hill. So I was like the guide. And I take him up there and then go down and back down the hill and get the next batch and bring them up. And, so I was the wrangler with you.
Hey, good buddy. You got the wrangler. Good buddy.
A foot wrangler.
Ah, shut up! What was your handle?
Diamond Dust.
Diamond Dust? Bang!
That's worse than...
What's Diamond Dust?
That's worse than Butt Wrangler?
It wasn't Butt Wrangler, it was The Wrangler.
Because a wrangler was a guy on a horse that got together the livestock.
Diamond Dust?
I don't know.
Hey, you got the Diamond Dust. Hello, Diamond Dust. Butt plug, you out there? Good buddy?
Go ahead with your little cute story.
What? Got your guns on?
This is Rubber Duck.
Rubber Duck, what's it?
Big Sam, come on.
You shake the trees, I'll rake the leaves, good buddy.
Sam, for sure, for sure.
Oh, my God.
It's clean, clear as flag, Tim. Big Sam's water.
Shut this off.
Yeah, we definitely got the front door, buddy. Mercy sakes
alive. We got us a convoy.
A convoy.
I was a kid looking for chicks. Were you in a roller skate?
Hey, it's a chick in a roller skate. Uh-oh.
All right.
Hey, take her down to Double Nickels up by the interstate, good buddy. We got a Kojak with a Kodak. Good buddy, taking pictures, giving away invitations. be back. Gotta go 10-100.
Yep. Yeah. Did you see any Tijuana taxis out there?
We got us a Tijuana taxi. Whoa, I just got passed by a crazy man on a crotch rocket. You better watch out for the Smokies.
Alright, come on, everybody.
Alright.
Meet you up at the choking puke.
Alright, the Wrangler. Well, explain the rest of your story.
So then there was this girl that I used to, communicate with on the Citizens Band. And her handle was Dreamweaver.
You dick.
Oh, Rick had to get the song and everything.
Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver, this is the Wrangler. You got your ears on?
And she sounded hot.
Yeah.
So I invited her down to ride horses.
It's the key, ladies and gentlemen.
She sounded hot.
What do you look like, Kev?
Shut up!
All right, go.
So I was all excited for my little date, and I saddled up my horse and the other horse, and kind of...
Shut up.
I saddle up my horse, and I spend time, you know, brushing the horses, making sure they look all good and everything. And then I saddle up the other horse, and I take the reins and put around the saddle horn, and I'm kind of trailering the other horse, you know, down to meet her by the riverbed where we were going to ride. Well, she comes walking up. And I see kind of in the distance, I'm like, okay, that must be her.
All right, now, you did say that you had the tent and everything and you're hoping to score in the woods, right?
Yeah, I packed like a whole thing. Saddlebags are all packed up with a couple of beers. And I had bedrolls and a tent just in case things went well because we had a bunch of hills to ride up in and stuff. I'm going to camp out with my Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver, tell your mom you're going to be spending the night, Dreamweaver. Tell her you're at a friend's house, because we're going to camp out. This is the Wrangler. Over and out. I'm 10-10-10-8 on the side, Dreamweaver.
Looking forward to my little date.
Yeah.
Well, she comes up. Even before I was gravely disappointed, the horse that had a carrier looked pissed.
I wasn't sure if I should take the saddle off of the horse, put it on her, and let the horse ride her.
Dreamweaver. She was huge.
Alright. Yes, I was gravely disappointed. So Dreamweaver, are you a Wrangler?
Yes.
Please don't be Dreamweaver.
I'm Dreamweaver.
Alright, let's go for a ride. So we went like up and down the riverbed for about an hour. I was like, oh, look at the time. Here I had like bedrolls on the back of this thing. It was like I was Pa Ingles going up to a walnut grove. I was going to go over the river for a week to go get supplies for the family. I mean, I had this thing packed out like a pack mule.
You were ready.
I was like a prospector. I had crap hanging off the horses.
Oh, look at the time.
You
You were ready to rock.
I was ready to rock.
A dreamweaver.
I had firearms. I was going to hunt for food. Then I realized, looking at it, I'd need to bag a moose. So, you know. Yeah, we used to hunt. We'd hunt little rabbits and stuff. Yeah. Feeding Harwood, we forget about it.
Hey, okay.
No, there's not many bison left on the plane. I can live off your thigh for a couple of weeks.
I can't breathe.
Oh, it was horrid. I was so disappointed because she's talking that she, you know, oh, yeah, I look like Tatum O'Neal. Yeah, sure you do. Great. So I let her, I let her off and she rode off into the distance.
You didn't do the drive-by?
How are you going to do a drive-by on horseback?
Well,
what, I'm the only guy with two horses, one empty?
What?
Are you Wrangler? No.
You should have.
No, just looking for another girl.
You should have tried to, like, meet her in town or something, did the drive-by.
The whole thing was riding up like Clint friggin' Eastwood, dude.
I understand.
I had the whole look. You got to remember something. I'm a kid. I'm, like, maybe 13 years old, and this was, mid-70s, I had cowboy attire on. Believe me, this was in San Juan Capistrano, California, a very equestrian town. Used to ride, this was what we did, you know? And I'm like, you know, I had firearms on me. I swear to God, I had a pistol, just in case I had a fight for her honor, for any bandoleros. Meanwhile, they'd have been, you keep her. We don't want her. Maybe she could pull the wagon.
Oh, man.
But this was like, I was so pumped up for this.
And so was she.
Pumped up.
But, yeah, it was very disappointing.
But to bring it all back to the beginning of the story, she was a girl.
All right. I haven't laughed at her in a while. My eyes are teared. This song brings back memories every time I hear it.
I gotta tell you, to this day,
when I hear Dreamweaver, I think of the whole day, how happy I was and psyched and how disappointed I was riding back to the ranch that day.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. All right, very good story, man.
Thank you, Wolfie.
It's beyond moronic. It's sub-moronic.
OBS 102.7.
George Steinbrenner, was he drunk? What's the it's not the old boss of all.
1978, who wanted to crack some skulls and fire someone. I want to remember the George Steinbrenner like the little claymation figure in the Lipton iced tea commercial.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, where the babe is like, I can't make it, Reg. You know? And he fires Billy Martin.
Yeah.
Billy, you're fired.
Yeah.
That's the old George, not this whining, blubbering mess. I don't know what he was.
Well, can I give my analogy again?
So what did George look like last night?
He looked like the retarded kid at the fair after you just told the retarded kid that he can't have another corn dog.
Did you see him staring at the big World Series trophy?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the best team ever.
And what about him crying because what's his name has given him the trophy and he's known him for so long?
I accept it from you, this man I've known for 21 years.
He was a mess.
And you know who he looked like?
Yeah, Corky.
Like Corky grows up. He looks just like Steinbrenner did last night.
Like Corky from Life Goes On.
Yeah. Wait up on the World Series! Bob, very good boy! We win the World Series! Give me the shiny trophy! Give it to me! We're the champion! Champion of the baseball! We win! Give to me trophy! My name is Georgie! They call me Georgie! I understand the Yankee! I'm the winner of the Yankee! Winner of the baseball!
Corky Steinbrenner.
Oh.
I felt bad for him. He looked all weird.
Yeah.
His face was all distorted.
I told you we won that. We win the World Series baseball game.
Hi, George. Take a trophy.
I love this. You know for 21 years.
Georgie. Okay, Georgie.
And to top it off, he's dressed like Crazy Eddie.
Yeah.
Did you see him? He's got the white turtleneck and the blazer.
The Yankees are insane! Crazy Georgie! We're practically giving them away! Take Bernie Williams! Take the stadium! I'm giving it all away! I'm insane!
We win the baseball game! Oh, my baby! Today, my eyes make a big time, nigga! We win the baseball game! I got... My name is Sergi. I own the Yankee. We win the baseball game. My name is Sergi. I own the Yankee. Back you. We're the champion, my friend.
You're a mess.
My name is George. We went to my family.
Corky Steinbrenner.
Hi,
Ow. Hi. I just have to tell you guys the best. You are so hysterically funny. I'm not wanting to make any fun of retarded people, but that was hysterical.
Well, we're making fun of George.
I know, but you know. And
yeah.
As early as you
are
the first person that complains about that.
Yeah, it's coming, trust me.
Okay, I know.
All right.
Opie,
yeah.
Love that laugh.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
We are the champion, my friend. Georgie Steinbrenner is my name. We won the Yankee Boston baseball game. Georgie Steinbrenner is my name. We won the baseball game. Have a corn dog, please. Give me a corn dog.
You gotta see his face. We need to be on TV right now.
Have a cold dog. Have a cold dog. Have a cold dog. Have a cold dog. Have a cold dog.
All right.
I can't even believe these morons.
He's a disgusting little man. What a douchebag. Green Rat Radio.
Bend over.
This is sicker than Faces of Death.
You deserve the best, but that'd be a lot of work. Here's the worst of Opie and Anthony
on FM Talk at 102.7.
In the meantime, we can talk about O.J. real fast.
Yeah, O.J. back in the news, huh? with a 911 call.
Let's check out the 911 call.
All right.
St. County Police and Fire, where's your emergency?
We have a problem here. I'm trying to get a girl to go to rehab. She's been doing drugs for 3 months now.
Does anybody there need rescue?
We've been doing drugs for 2 days with Pedro Guerrero, who just got arrested.
Okay.
On cocaine, and I'm trying to get her to leave her house and go into rehab right now.
Is anybody hitting anyone right
now? No, it's not my
thing. Anybody have any weapons?
No.
Does the girl need rescue?
No.
That's my favorite. Anybody have any weapons?
Not
this time.
She had to ask if anyone was getting hit or hurt or if he has weapons.
Does the woman have another mouth under her mouth now that's really bloody? Not this time.
I gotta hear that again.
That's my cocaine, okay, and I'm trying to get her to leave her out and go into rehab right now.
Is anybody hitting anyone right now?
No, she doesn't need a rescue.
Now don't get started on that again.
No
weapons. That's in the golf bag. I mean, I don't know where the knife is.
That's in a lake in Chicago.
Don't make me get on a plane. Oh, I cut my knuckle on the 9 when I was dialing 911. That's where the blood's from. I swear. Where's Robert Kardashian? Help me, please.
It's like, nope.
What a tool.
No. Don't think that. No.
Is anyone
like
hurt? Need rescue?
No.
I love, don't make me get in a Bronco.
Now, what does he do? Does he call 911 back? Oh, no, 911 calls his home, I believe.
I guess they were disconnected or something, and then 911 usually calls back.
Okay, so here's the second.
Hello, OJ, how's...
Oh, please.
take out.
I want you to call the police.
Hello?
This is the deuce.
Now what happened?
I don't know.
You hear OJ going, I want you to call the police.
Well, I had to hit her over the head with the phone receiver and we just disconnected.
I like him!
Hello?
This is the police department.
No, she left, and I don't know what to do about it. Frustrated. This guy, Pedro Guerrero, got arrested for having 15 keys of cocaine here recently. This girl has spent the last 2 days doing drugs with him. Me and a friend just came over to say, you're going into a rehab. She got mad. She just got in her car. She drives a Mercedes. She lives in the Cross Seas. Now she is loaded out of her mind in her Mustang driving around town somewhere.
What color
is her driver's license number, but she needs to be stopped.
What color is the Mustang?
It's white. It's a black top.
Like a Bronco.
Is she black and white?
She's a white girl. Okay, thank you. I got to go and see if I can find her.
Okay.
That's all I need, a white girl.
This has got to be a comedy routine.
I believe Al Cowling's driving.
OJ called 911. Is OJ putting out a prank call tape? Is that what's going on here?
The best of OJ.
Right.
I call 911 around the country. Get my 911 comedy tape. OJ calls 911.
Hello, 911?
911 operator.
Is your refrigerator running there?
Yes, it is.
Well, you better catch it. 911?
911, what's your emergency?
Hello, do you have Prince Albert in the can?
What do you mean?
Do you have Prince Albert in the can?
Yes, we do.
Well, you better let him out before he suffocates. That's the O.J. Simpson 911 comedy tip. Order yours now.
He's a man.
Hello, is this 911?
Yes.
Do you have 10-pound balls?
Yes, we do.
How do you walk? You just get the best of OJ Simpson. I gotta go now. I gotta find her.
He's all concerned. Man, is he bored, huh?
Oh, man.
I was hoping he would do the famous butt plug prank call.
Hello, 911?
Yes.
I'm looking for Michael Hunt. Is he there? He goes by the name of Mike. Laugh along with your favorite murderer, OJ. 911?
Yes?
Butt plug.
Bug box?
Butt plug.
What are you looking for?
Butt plug! Butt plug! Don't make me cut your throat, mother...
Does OJ do any, like, character voices on his prank call tape, kind of like the jerky voices?
I'll come down there with my toolbox. I'll bash your head in with a ratchet or a knife. I'm OJ. Oops, I just cut myself on a piece of foam rubber. I better fly to Chicago.
Oh, man.
That's the OJ Simpson 911 comedy tape. Order yours now.
Friggin' OJ, man. He's back.
He's
I love
back.
Him.
Thank God. It's like it's kind of like a car wreck on the highway. You're going to have to, you know, tune us in to see what the hell these idiots are doing next.
Obi and Anthony.
We refuse to be responsible.
So go screw yourself.
We refuse to be responsible.
Hello?
Hello?
How you doing?
Okay.
You're calling about the job.
Right.
What's your experience in this field?
I worked for a landscaper for like 3 years. And
yeah.
Before that, you know, I mowed the lawn at my house and stuff.
Yeah.
I did the, you know, the edging. The last job I was on, I did the edger. And I did the bushes with the clippers.
You know how to work that big blower thing?
I never got to use that thing, the blower, no.
But you know how to trim bush.
I know how to trim the bushes. and I know how to work the edger thing.
What's the biggest bush you've ever trimmed?
Pretty big.
Was it like a 70s Earth Mama Moth, or?
Like a what?
70s Earth Mama Moth. It's a little lingo in the business. I'm
like
sorry.
A hedge.
Like nah, I don't know the, I don't know what they were called.
Was it like a bush that was shaped in like, the shape of like a Hitler mustache?
Like a Hitler mustache? No.
Yeah, like a hedge, you know.
No, like big though, like round.
It was like a nice landing strip?
Like whenever anything custom had to do, my boss, did it, Manny.
Can you handle the big cans?
What, carrying stuff?
Yeah, we fill them up and put them in the truck, you know what I mean? Like handling the big cans.
Yeah, I can carry that stuff. I can carry anything.
So you're good
the only thing
with cans.
Yeah.
And you're good at blowing.
Well, I told you, I never did the blowing machine.
But you're willing to learn how to blow?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice.
All right, good.
Yeah, I'll blow.
Probably use that.
Where do I go down, like, do I have to fill out an application or anything? Or mail something in? It says something here about an address.
Yeah, you got the address there?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good.
And what's your name? Can I get your name?
Yeah, John Huber.
All right, John. Yeah, my name's John, too.
Yeah, if you could possibly maybe, I don't know, put some of the bush clippings in an envelope and send it in, that would help us out to see what type of bush you've been trimming.
In an envelope? Should I bring it down there or just put it in an envelope?
Yeah, just mail it to the address, actually. With some of your,
different ones or just one type?
Your qualifications.
Actually, what I would do is make a collage, you know, with all the bush you've trimmed over the years, if you still had that laying around.
Right.
And,
I don't have it laying around. I don't take the crap home.
Well,
you know, we have higher-ups, too, and they just want to see some kind of, foliage.
So if I get cardboard.
Yeah, get some cardboard.
And glue, like, the different things on it and just put it in one of them big envelopes so I can mail it in and you can check it out.
Yeah, and just, like, label, you know, which
all
is
the
which.
Different bushes that I've done?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right, mail it in there. Should I put my name and any other experience?
Yeah, put your name and a phone number we can reach you. So we'll take a look at your work and then we'll call you back.
It's going to be a pretty big piece of cardboard, though. We're looking at, 3 feet by about 3 feet.
All right.
I don't know what that's going to run to mail, but...
All right, John?
3 foot.
Yeah, three foot by 3 foot.
Like a big, like one of the things from school, like construction paper, like the old pegs?
Yeah.
Can I fold it?
That affects the foliage.
All right.
Yeah.
Just find a big envelope.
All right.
If you want, you can bring it down personally and just go to the address on the ad there.
Okay.
All right?
All right, your name's John?
Yeah, just look for me.
All right, John.
All right, man.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Come on.
I could hold it in.
Come on.
That can't be real.
No way.
There's no way that could be real.
That was a put on. No one could be that stupid.
If that was real, we just talked to the stupidest man alive.
Opie
and Anthony.
Someone get this pen out of my nose.
1027.
All right, it's the worst of Opie and Anthony. What's happening, man? This is Rick, the producer of the show, hanging with you on today's worst of. Any suggestions? I've got a few spots to fill here. Make sure you give a call, 212-757-1027. We'll see if we can get those on for you. Spaz is working the phones. Try not to run into the door this time, Spaz, all right? Freaking kid ran straight into the door. Unbelievable. Later on, we still have Mad Dog with Jeter and Piazza coming up. Anthony and the beautiful people will throw in some bits here and there. And looking for more requests, so make sure you give a call, 212-757-1027. We will try and get them on for you. In the meantime, take a quick music break. Remember, in between any song, or any two songs, always a bit. All right, so don't go anywhere. Here's Pearl Jam, N.E.W.
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7. The talk you can't ignore.
This is the story of six strangers picked to live together in a house and have their lives taped.
Find out what happens when they stop being polite
and start getting tiny.
Real World Midget Town.
Listen, Binky, I don't like it when you talk down to me. You belittle me. You make me feel 2 feet tall.
Well, I have some news for you, Chi-Chi. You are 2 feet tall!
Misha used to work in a circus, and he's all like, oh, I used to ride on a pony, and I used to drive a wind-up Volkswagen. And I'm like, midget, get over yourself.
Well, I think the problem here is that they're all a little jealous of me because I come from the entertainment industry. I was in the circus. I don't know if I mentioned that to you. And also, for a number of years, I played Snuggles the Fabric Softener Bear.
What you need to understand is that going to Six Flags Great Adventure is a waste. We're dwarves. We can't get on any of the friggin' rides.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Chi-Chi, because we can do a lot at Great Adventure. We can get on that thing that looks like a worm that goes in a circle. It's like a worm and wearing a hat. It's like a green plastic thing, but it goes in a circle. It goes up and down a little bit. We can get on that. We can get on the boats, little boats. You know those boats? They go in a circle around in a little pool of water there. And they have bells on the front of them. They have bells, and if you pull on the string, you can ring the bell. So shut up. Hey, what are you guys doing? We were just gonna go out and throw rocks at people. You know, for staring at us. That sounds good. Sounds like a lot of fun. By the way, I'm gay. Whoa, that really caught me off guard. I didn't know he was gay. Because I thought I was gay, but I really wasn't sure. So when he said, I'm gay, I'm like, put that together with being a midget, I got enough on my plate here.
That's tonight, on Real World Midget Town.
Opie and Anthony.
Oh, those guys are fast!
1027.
I'm all for violence sometimes.
Anthony.
Hey, you guys are a bunch of pussy.
God, I want to punch you in the face. That'll leave a bruise.
1027.
Ant was hanging out with the beautiful people last night.
Boy, was I out of place.
The hell are you hanging out with the beautiful people? You see them in the paper all the time, these, like, big to-do parties.
Parties, sure, sure.
You see all the celebrities, you know, they why didn't the paparazzi get a picture of you? I think they got a picture of Madonna. You were at the same party as Madonna last night, dude.
I'm moving and shaking, dude. Yeah, where's the article?
This isn't the Anthony I know.
Well, you first know, of all, people, I was stood up by Rick and Ben.
Well,
we were supposed to go to the party, right? We were all going to go and just goof on everybody and everything. It was a party for Mark Golan, Details Magazine, his first issue under his leadership.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. I mean, the pomp and circumstance, the whole big laser light show outside the place, lights, the music.
Were you hanging with Puff Daddy?
Oh, it was good.
Puff Daddy there, Anthony? You and the beautiful people?
Well, the beautiful people got to go right in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, cars are pulling up, and there's a guy there with a headset and everything, yeah. And he's undoing the velvet rope and letting people in. I'm like, oh, this must be the line for the people that know Mark Golan. That's me. And then he starts.
This isn't the line, people. Guest list line is around here.
There's a big line of schlubs. So I get on that line. The only consolation was on the same line as me was remember the movie Clerks?
Yeah, of course.
The guy that was in that J.
Smoking weed.
Drinking beer. Doing coke. He was on that line, and so was the other guy from Clerks. I'm not even supposed to be here. That guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were on the same schlub line I was on. So then, you know, get inside. Got what, Rick? What? You look puzzled.
Yeah, what were you doing waiting on line, dude? I had set up for you to walk right in.
No, that's the line to walk right in. There was a line to walk right in.
The short line? Were you on the short line or the long line?
No, there was one line, and then there was the guy at the velvet rope letting the people in from the limos.
All right, well,
the celebrity
you were supposed
line.
To go up and tell them, ask for the name I gave you, and you would have been walked right in. You should have been waiting
on
line.
You know what's worse than waiting on a line? Walking up to the guy, telling him how you're supposed to get right in, and having him send you to the line. That looks real bad.
How embarrassing.
I don't do that. So you know what? I stood on the line.
Right.
Who cares? I don't care.
So did you get into the party? How long did you have to wait outside?
Not long. It was like 5 minutes. It wasn't long.
Did you get your picture with Madonna?
No, there were people there, you know.
What if Paltrow was there, Anthony?
I saw that guy from the gossip show on E with the caterpillar over his eyebrows.
Oh, the guy looks like Martin Scorsese?
George Whipple,
yeah.
I guess his name is.
Yeah, I know who you're talking
about.
Yeah,
the big guy. And he was there with his like camera crew and stuff. And then, I see Mark Golan say hi, nice party, where's the bar? And of course he knew right away. So, they're mixing some pretty strong drinks there too, Opie.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta tell you. Had a couple of absolutes and orange juice.
Sure.
Loosen up so I could, you know, mingle with the beautiful people.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're changing, man.
God, shut up!
Why are you hanging with these people?
I was supposed to meet Rick and Ben there, and we were gonna goof on them.
I never thought I'd see the day that Ant would be hanging with the beautiful people.
You're at the same party as Madonna. What is
Come
going on.
On
with you, man? And I saw Lisa Lang from The View.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything to her just in case she heard any Star Jones comments. And then,
are you networking, Anthony?
Oh, I'm moving and shaking, Opie.
Are you going to be on The View soon?
Shut up. I saw Michael Buffer, the Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy.
Yeah.
And then the biggest celebrity of them all comes in. Not Madonna.
No.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
She was there? No? Not her?
No. I didn't see her or Madonna.
Okay.
They must be in the back room where it's sludge like me and not allowed to go. No, Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman
comes in. All of a sudden, I just see this little short black guy walk by. I was like, oh, my God, look, it's Gary Coleman. And then all the brothers, like there are a bunch of hip-hop guys there and stuff, are around Gary Coleman shaking his hand but laughing. They're like, God, look, it's Mother after Gary Coleman. Look at you, short little nigga. Come here, mother. You know, and they're all like goofing on him.
And he turned around and like walked right out again. All right, I gotta put someone in their place. Michelle, what's up?
Opie, I think you're jealous of Anthony.
No. Why would you say that?
Because. Got to hang out with the beautiful people, and you didn't.
Michelle, let me set you straight, okay?
Uh-huh.
Both of us were invited to the party. It was a no-brainer for me to say, no, thank you.
Why?
Because I didn't want to go. I don't like hanging out at those places.
You think I go to hang out? First of all, I just wanted to say congratulations and hello to a good friend of the show, Mark Golan.
Right.
You don't think it would be fun to hang out with me and Rick and Ben and goof on the
that,
New York.
All right.
If we had our little gang together, we had a corner table and we could goof on all the beautiful people.
Deal.
Yeah, but you went by yourself.
I didn't know.
We all blew off the party and you still went.
I didn't.
That's what makes me go, what the heck is that all about? You do make a good point. If we had our little group of guys together and we were at a table, yeah, I would have loved it because then we could have goofed on everything.
Yeah.
That's what those were all about. What do you think? I'm going there to mingle with people. There was so many like look-alike people. You're walking around and it's like, oh my God, here it is.
Were you smoking cigars with Arnold Schwarzenegger and stuff?
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was just networking. There were a whole bunch of JFK Jr. lookalikes.
Hey, Joe.
What's going on? Why wouldn't you want to go there last night? There's probably a lot of rich chicks there, you know?
It's not my scene.
Oh, and it's mine.
Come on, get a message.
All right, it's mine?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Eric, come on!
I think Ant and I are kind of going our own ways, man.
Stop, leave me. What are you
doing? What are you on, drugs?
It used to that both of us would blow this off. It wasn't our scene, but I guess it's now Anthony's scene. What can I tell you?
Is he selling out, Opie?
I think he's selling out. He's got this.
I'm selling.
He's sitting
out,
here across from me. He's got one of those shiny black suits on now.
His nose up in the air, right?
Come on.
He's got a supermodel waiting for him outside the studio. He's left me behind. What can I say?
You're in New York. All of a sudden, he's a star now. Right.
You know. So much for the days of just getting hammered at the local pubs.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's my scene. You should have seen how out of place, like Earl at a Klan meeting. That's how out of place I was. Believe me.
And you sure you have enough time to go to the Yankee game with us tonight? Or do you have one of these little
soirée to go to?
With Gwyneth and Madonna. I think Esquire magazine is having a party tonight. You go to that?
You're a tool, man. I can't believe it.
Are you hoping the Yankees, you know, score early so you can leave for another shindig?
Maybe you'll get on the fashion show with Joe Rivers, Anthony.
Oh, I enjoy the hat and the ponytail, but the t-shirts, you ought to do something different.
Anthony on the red carpet.
Is that what your goal is? Is that your goal, Anthony?
Shut up, you jerk. Listen to you.
All right, thanks,
guys. Have a good day.
All right. Here they come.
I got to tell you, more gay guys at this party, gay guys, than I've ever seen in my life. Holy smoke. You couldn't turn around with 2 seconds without two guys in a lip lock.
George.
Oh, man, what's going on? You're leaving your boy behind.
He should have come to this party.
I didn't want to go.
Crying, man, yo. Well, which one is going to say you don't bring me flowers anymore?
You know, it was supposed to be one of those things where we go to and like just hang out and goof.
Did you do any blow with any of these top-notch celebrities, Anthony?
Oh, I was coking, packing my face with cocaine. Free cocaine was just flowing like crazy. No, I wasn't doing drugs.
So we're all scared. A lot of the faithful listeners even scared. They're thinking Anthony might be becoming a sellout now.
Well,
that he's going to be spending more time with the beautiful people instead of us. If you saw how out of place I was at this shindig, it was retarded. The help looked better than I did at this party. Believe me.
By the way, Aunt, your invitation for that puffy party came.
Oh, good. Good. Please. Okay. Tell him a RSVP for me, would you, Rick? Were you hanging with Albie Shore last night, Anthony? Don, what's up?
I just want to know if Anthony's going to start changing the show a little bit, adding in a little Madonna music, a little Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. That's it. My new close personal friend. Did Madonna ask you to be?
I'm thinking Rick.
I didn't see Madonna.
And told Anthony that they were all going to go, and they're probably laughing their asses off right now.
Yeah.
And he actually went.
That's what I'm thinking. All you guys conspired against me. Yeah, we're all going, Ant. We'll meet you there. And I walk in alone. And is it true?
They were probably there just watching you laughing their asses off.
All right, Don.
Not a boy.
All right, man. Thank you, Don.
You guys suck.
Chris from Jersey writing in the instant feedback. Anthony, man, you've changed. It used to be about the radio show, man. Now it's all about your fancy friends and parties and cocaine, man. You've changed. And is it true that you have to leave the show early today because you got to go house hunting in the Hamptons? Shut up. You guys are jackasses, man. We could have had fun goofing on this whole thing. Doc, what's going on?
Yeah, can I talk to Mr. High Society, please? High Society around? Oh.
Our audience blows, man. You're all a bunch of tools. Mr. High Society now, huh?
High Society, 1027, I love it.
It used to be we both came into work, talked about the show and stuff. Now if I want to talk to Anthony, I got to go through his agent.
Yeah, so I had a Chrissy Brinkley do a joke for me. Let me know how they're doing out in the Hamptons over there.
Unbelievable. I go to one little shindig. I thought, to tell you the truth,
yeah.
I thought this party was going to be like the one we went to for Maxim, which was about a year ago.
And that was more my style. There was like
it was
no celebrities.
In the Maxim office, I believe.
Right.
It was like an office party. There was a pinball machine set up, and they were having a pinball tournament. And it was a little small buffet, a tub with some beers thrown in it on ice.
That's more my style. I like that.
I get there last night. There's laser lights. It's techno friggin' blasting music in this warehouse. There's dance. Oh, yeah, Rick. I was raising the roof. That's it. Me and Gwyneth were tripping the light fantastic, you friggin'.
Were you doing the mambo?
Yeah, mambo number 5.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing.
Could we go find some music for Anthony so he feels comfortable today?
Oh, man.
Can we lower the lights, too?
Yeah, we can lower the lights. Did you get one of Donald Trump's leftovers, Anthony?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing. Jesus, man.
I hear Anthony's becoming a real sellout. He's going to go make a movie now. Now that you made all your connections.
Yeah, Mike, I was really networking. I'm standing in a corner like a wallflower.
Oh, yeah, that's what
sipping
happened.
My drink.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how it was. Jack, what's up?
Check his hands for a manicure, please. And also, how gay is that situation sound? Some guy lingering with a bunch of fags. You made that special point to say there's the most gay people you've seen his whole life.
I just was saying there was a lot of gay people there. Gay people.
Looking for a little action later that night?
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Who you got me? Dude, I cannot tell you how out of place I was at this shindig. Believe me.
Yeah, we all believe you. Brian, what's up?
Hey, man, can I borrow some Grey Poupon or what?
Oh,
back
man.
Going to all these parties. I hope you don't change that much, man.
Yeah, I'm going to all these parties. I was supposed to go to the details party last night with Ben and Rick, and we were going to hang out and goof on the New York, you know, society people. And models and stuff. I end up going there. I'm stood up by my pals. I'm alone at a party I had no effing business being at. None. The paparazzi's there. The video cameras. They're taping the models dancing. And, of course, they pan by. I'm there in my busted up leather and my hat. Hey, what's up? Another drink, please.
See, you are changing. You're trying to start a new trend, even.
Yeah, because they all look alike. And I like look different, so they're probably, ooh, there's the new style. Wow. Gotta dress like a slob.
Chick, let's get hot.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
the parties with fags? What's next? You gotta call Richard Gere and get a couple of gerbils? What's next?
God, I love our audience. I gotta keep telling myself that.
And your movie deal should be coming in any day now, and then you won't have to take this abuse from our listeners anymore.
Absolutely. Sure thing.
You'll leave us all behind. You'll be in California.
You know, you guys suck, man. I was just showing support for Mark Golan.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
I get hell.
I just hope when you're in Hollywood and stuff and I come knocking on your door, you don't, like, kick me to the curb.
Hey, remember,
is this the
Opie
and Thurston Howell III show?
Love it.
So you get any phone numbers?
No, I didn't talk to anybody, man. Don't you? I stood there. I watched Jay from Clerks walk back and forth chasing supermodels.
You had to talk to someone.
I talked to the security guy when I was getting in.
Name? I should be on the guest list.
I stamped my hand. I walked in. That was the last person I spoke to.
Waiting on lines. Thank God Studio 54 is not open.
Oh, yeah. I'd be right there.
You and Brooke
are
doing coke in the bathroom now.
Shut up!
Dimitri.
Hello. I danced with Anthony last night.
You didn't. Shut up.
Yes, you did. You grabbed my hiney.
Yeah, okay. That's
it.
That's what I was doing.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Could you hang up on this guy? Oh, this is cute. Yeah. You guys are the biggest a-holes. Yeah, I was just boogieing down to that. Brian in Jersey. Ann thinks he's some kind of rock star now, blowing coke with the stars. Who the hell do you think you are?
Get all your new friends, the Baldwin brothers, and we'll have a big, huge fight.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The Park Avenue Posse.
Dave, what's up?
Anthony,
yeah.
We gotta do lunch, babe. What do you say?
Oh, my God. I'm getting nailed here.
Anthony, what's up?
Mr. Anthony, please. Just want to let you know that your limousine will be downstairs at 7 o'clock.
Shut up.
We will take you anywhere you'd like to go tonight, sir, and I'll make sure we have the carpet out for you, sir.
I think he needs to go to the Esquire party tonight.
Oh, is that where I'm booked to
we'll
go?
Or is it Glamour magazine tonight? Where are you going?
I need a chink to hold my umbrella if it's raining, like Kathy Lee.
Yeah, Tom and Nicole's people called. They're all set for Sunday.
Oh, thank you, Rick, for setting that up. That was such a goof, man. I go to a party that we were invited to support Mark Golan, and I catch hell because Madonna was there.
But there's pictures all over the post. I'm surprised you're not
seeing
any of them.
I haven't seen these pictures yet.
There's Gwyneth Paltrow hugging Madonna. That's the same party you were at. What happened to going to the strip clubs after the show?
I would still go to the strip clubs.
Are you allowed to ride the subway still to the stadium tonight for the game, or do we have to meet you out front? Because I'm riding the damn subway.
I'm so different. I'm going to these parties.
Are they
going to
helicopter you in just in time for the game?
Jesus. How did this happen?
Or do you have to take the limo to read some movie scripts? I mean, what the hell's going on with you?
Come on, man.
Paul, what's up?
Anthony?
Yeah.
First of all, we all know that I don't like that third face partners of your Dopey, okay? We know that's right off the bat. But you backstab Dopey. Shame on you.
How did I backstab?
Just yesterday he was saying about how you guys are not like Howard, you don't go for the approval of anybody, and then pushing your little you goes dancing, and you put glitter on your hair, tell your fag, what's the matter with you? Come on, what do you want, a hairdresser to an appointment? I'll come by, do your nails too. Don't chase yourself, shame on you.
Did anyone understand why I was there?
Paul, I hate you too, but you're pretty funny today, man.
Does anyone understand why I was there? I said it 1,000 times. It was there because Rick and Ben were showing up and we were going to goof on this.
If you don't understand by now, this is like an intervention. We're a little scared.
This wasn't like...
You've been heading in this direction for a while.
Okay, so you think... I went to this party thinking, ooh, boy, I got an invite. This is great. This is going to be my in to New York's high society. I'm going to rub elbows with celebrities. I'm going to network. This is going to be great for me.
Right.
Or,
Hey, this will be a good goof. Me, Rick, Ben, we'll hang out. We'll do some, have some free drinks and goof on the celebrities. Which one sounds more like me?
The first one.
Shut up. Yeah, shut up.
That is so far from the truth, man.
Yeah.
So far from the truth. Oh, no. Canaro's on line 7 wants Ack in his next movie. OJ on line 9 was at party with Ack.
Gee, it's all out.
So when do you run for office? You have to be famous for a few more years?
Yeah, yeah, then I'll do that whole thing.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. You're on to me. Well, it's all the cat's out of the bag. I'm a big high society homo.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Oh, to be wow. Boo, boo, boo.
Yeah. More stupidity on the way.
Yeah, rah, 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 rah.
1027.
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 1027.
Hi, Andy W.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, what's up?
Okay, my name is Kyler, and did it ever occur to you that you might have gay listeners who might be offended by the way you talk?
Oh, no. Yeah, we know we have gay listeners, and they enjoy our show. Yeah,
well, I'm a gay listener, and I do enjoy listening. I listened to NEW for years, but that kind of talk offends me.
What offends you, sir?
As if it's assumed, first of all, the use of the word fag and homo like that.
Well,
over and over again.
You're going to have to get over that. That's what we do.
Yeah, well, you know,
we're a radio show, okay? If you want to discuss this, then we'll discuss it, but don't curse.
Okay.
Go.
Make it sound like it's really awful that guys would think that you were gay.
Well, for a straight guy, it is.
No, it isn't.
No, because you're gay. See, for a straight guy, it's not good for his straight friends to think he's gay.
That's reality.
That's just the way
it is. We're not going to change that,
you know,
perception.
I'm
sorry, but the average straight guy doesn't want to think that his pal is gay.
Yeah, but I mean, you wouldn't use the word, you know, words like nigger. You know, you wouldn't, you know, in a different.
Sir, we have used that word on this show.
Oh.
We have used the word fag.
Yeah. Well,
pretty much used every derogatory term on this show.
It sounds really awful. And what if you're gonna really offend gay listeners?
Honestly, let me tell you something. I don't really care if you're gay. I really don't. Simple as that. And I think if you listen to our show on a daily basis, I think people realize that we're just trying to have fun here.
Well, it might occur to you that, you know, there might be some college guy who is having a difficult time with it. He hears stuff like that. That's not very encouraging. You know, I personally am.
I've heard that excuse from gay guys like all the time working in radio.
No.
That's the big thing. Somebody trying to come out is going to have a difficult time with it and stuff. You know everybody's.
You go to a lot of college. Your attitude is this, you know, like a macho bar attitude. It's that kind of humor.
Well, that's.
And, you know, I love the music.
Don't you get it?
Well, that's what. Oh, here it comes. I love the music,
but frankly, some of this talk in between, you know?
Well, then, dude, you know what? There's a million radio stations. Go listen to another one.
Well, that's just what I did when I heard it. I switched. But,
good.
You know,
all right.
You guys are responsible for the attitude.
Sir, let me stop you again. We don't have a large, young audience listening to our radio show.
Well, I would say that
we have a lot of people with an open mind that then see it for what it is, which is pure humor and trying to entertain people after a long day of work.
We don't have time to be politically correct.
We really
don't.
Sorry.
Listen, I'm not politically.
You know
correct.
What? There's enough people in our society trying to be politically correct. We're trying to balance out the scale again.
Uh-huh.
So we're going the other way.
Okay.
Big
Let me
time.
Just say a few things without being interrupted. I'm not politically correct. I'm not a gay activist. Frankly, I'm not even into all that stuff.
Are you hot?
But yeah. But I'm.
They have like tight buns and stuff.
The thing is that, you know, I'm not into that stuff. You know, but I'm listening to this, I'm saying I can't believe this. I'm calling for, you know, half an hour trying to get through.
Because we have a popular radio show. Because people are enjoying this and they're taking it for what it is. Just entertainment. That's it.
Well, what do they say? One letter or one call is equivalent to what? 200 opinions. You know. Keep it in mind what I'm saying, whether you want to fight me on it now,
do you have
keep
nice
it in mind
abs?
What I'm saying, because it's...
They have like a six-pack?
And I'm not, you know, and I'm also, I'm not, I'm not overly...
Come on, just laugh, you idiot. You know you want to laugh. You know you want to laugh. Laugh.
I'm really offended by things. In fact, there are many gay guys and many things that I hate about gay world.
Do you look good in gym shorts?
Really? You come off. You know, and
you're coming off like a little bitch.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm coming
yes,
off as
you
an adult,
are.
As an adult.
Pitcher and, or catcher?
You know, I'm a counselor.
What do you like?
I'm a counselor for a living. It's good to have a good time, but don't be offensive, okay? That's my message to you, okay?
Thank you, Dad.
Yeah. And grow up.
Grow up? That's the worst thing to do.
Uh-huh.
Who the hell wants to do that? There's plenty of time to be an old feeble...
Not me, not
jack
me.
...jack off on a
but,
goddamn little rascal
but
scooter.
But listen.
When was the last time you got some?
Yeah.
Listen to
this. Come on, you want
to
laugh. I hear it in your voice.
You're a gay guy, right? It had to be last night.
Do you get
was
any
it?
Calls like this? Am I the only one?
Do you ever say no?
Do you?
Come on, Kyler. It's funny. You know it
Come
is.
On. There's just so
I've
many.
I've got a good sense of humor, you guys.
Do you like Judy Garland?
No, I don't. I don't like Barbara Streisand, and I don't like Liza Minnelli. I like rock and roll. That's why I listen to your station. And I go to the Boiler Room because it's one of the few gay bars that plays good rock and
the
roll.
The Boiler Room.
Yeah.
What a damn... I mean, do they have to have such stereotypical names?
It's a good place. Go to check it out.
Go to the Boiler Room.
Do they have, like, glory holes and stuff?
No.
Is it spelt like Boiler Room?
Oh, that's a good point, but no, it's not.
No, it's
listen,
not. That
listen,
kind of be
listen
fun
to me.
If it was
listen
spelt
to
like
me.
That.
Right.
What I'm trying to say is you make it sound like the worst thing in the world that other guys could think you were homos. And so what if they did? I mean, your guys want to give your sperm? Great. I mean, it sounds really hot to me, but, you know.
Wait a minute. Kyler, are you going to be turned on if we do this?
I'm turned on the radio? No, I don't want to go on the radio. I'm actually quite well known in...
Would you like to taste test?
In the city. No, not these days.
Come on, Kyle. Are you practicing safe sex?
Of course.
Yeah, why don't we get
are
that?
You?
Why don't we get that message out to the community? Practice safe sex.
Yeah, that's more important.
Uh-huh. And maybe you can make it. You can use my name.
I ask you how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 46.
Oh, wow. You were in it like in the 70s and stuff?
Yeah, I'm very lucky.
Oh.
I'm very lucky because I'm negative.
That was a fun time for you guys, huh?
Yeah.
Just all the effing and essing.
How scary is it, though?
Scary as what?
Well, thinking you may come down with that. I mean, you're in the high risk category.
I've been tested six times and I'm negative.
But every time you get tested, aren't you just like completely freaking out?
Yeah, that's why I haven't done it in a long time. But,
really?
But I practice safe sex and I don't like to receive it. So, that
Pitcher.
Makes me pretty safe.
That's what us straight people call it.
Listen, you keep skirting the issue. The issue is, I think you should apologize. You can use my name if you want to.
Kyler. Honestly, you know, we just don't apologize for what we do on our show.
Okay, well, maybe you
I think...
Say something in a funny way. Hey, you don't mean to offend any gay guys. You're just having fun, you know.
Kyler, honestly, you really don't listen to our show a lot because we have said things like that in the past.
Okay, no, I don't. I don't usually listen.
The one thing Ant and I try to do is try to make fun of pretty much everything.
Uh-huh.
We don't focus on the gays. We don't focus on black people. We don't focus on this group. We're just trying to have fun.
Okay.
And if something hits us in the news or something we saw on our way in, then we're going to discuss it and we're going to try to make it entertaining.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, we know every time we talk, we're offending someone out there. We can't worry about it.
I mean, I occasionally use the word fags, you know, because I can't stand guys that are like super fags, and I'll say it, you know?
And
but that's me. It's like if you're black, you can use...
See,
if you're Jew, you can...
See, I don't agree with that theory either.
Yeah.
I think if a black guy is allowed to call another black guy a nigger, then I should be able to do the same thing.
Well, what are you? What group are you in?
I'm a Dago Wop bastard.
Yeah, so if somebody calls you a Wop or whatever...
I don't care. Actually, I got a friend up in Boston, Jay, and he's Irish. And the most fun we have is ragging each other's culture. Like, I'll send him things about, like, drunks... And he sends me stuff like spaghetti sauce and stuff. And it's just constantly ragging each other's ethnic background. And the worse it is, the funnier it gets.
Uh-huh.
Like, if he's even near my car, I check it for bombs. Because he's Irish. Some of the funniest stuff, you got to admit, is the stuff that really pisses people off.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think as a society, we really got to start lightening up again.
Well, this is my bit for Gay Pride Weekend. I'm not doing anything else, so I thought I'd try to get through here.
It's Gay Pride Weekend?
It certainly is.
But you guys got
I'll
some...
do my part.
And Sunday's Gay Pride Day.
Are you guys doing that wacky parade again?
Yeah, I'm not gonna be in it. I used to be in it, but, I've done that. Listen, you wanna put in a plug for me? Get this.
No, no, we don't wanna, we don't wanna put
it right over there.
Wait, we don't wanna...
Did you word that differently?
We're not plugging anything, man.
I'm a psychic counselor.
Yeah.
I'm a psychic.
You're a psychic.
And I'm pretty well known, too.
And you should have known what we were going to say.
No, I'm not working at the moment, but I will be working shortly at Cafe Shasha in the West Village. If you want to put in a plug
Cafe
for me.
Cafe Shasha. Okay.
West Village, yeah. It's mixed. It's a mixed place.
All right, Kyler.
The
guys there like boys and men. I'm kidding. Come on, smile. Yeah.
See, that was funny.
Hey, you got my point, I think, maybe. You can say whatever you want, and I'll be listening to see what you say.
Uh-oh.
All right.
We're being monitored.
Thank you, Kyler.
Have a good time, and keep in mind what I said, okay?
All right.
You got a responsibility. People are listening to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Have a fabulous weekend.
Oh, thank you. A word I try to avoid.
Well, that's why I said it.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Okay.
See, now you can hear the fun in our voices. See?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, I...
You can't
stop cursing.
That.
You gotta dump out.
I'm sure you've seen a lot of that, though.
I don't know what you mean.
All right, I gotta go, Kyler.
Goodbye.
Come on, line of the week right there?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Line of the week? What?
Gotta give you
give it to me, man.
Gotta give you that.
But now you gotta explain it to the faithful listeners because we had to dump out of the show, man.
He keeps saying the S word.
He said the S word. Gary.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Gary?
I just want to say that guy that was on before.
Yeah.
You know, he was totally wrong in what he was saying. I'm totally with you guys. You know, I think everything that you're doing and making fun of is totally funny, and the gay community is behind you.
You're gay?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Could they get in front of me? Maybe side by side?
I'm totally with you guys. I love the gay humor.
And right.
No big deal. Those guys are being anal, literally.
All right.
You're behind us all the way. Great. We appreciate it, Gary. Thanks.
All right. That's no problem.
All right, man. Have a great weekend.
Take care. Love you guys.
Oh. Yeah, back at ya. I gotta get out of here, man.
No matter what we say, it can be interpreted another way. Great.
Yeah, this is back in the closet.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Opie.
How about the game tonight, Anthony?
Yeah, what about, go Knicks! Kick ass! Gotta drink me some beer.
That's right. Smoke the camels without the filters. Bang some broads in the show.
That's right, damn it.
Go to Hooters.
Hey, Ann, your mom did say I was hot. Oh, come on, Mom, don't bang Opie. My mom, I'm yours.
Oh, I say lay back and enjoy it. It's a hell of a toboggan ride.
Opie and Anthony.
A couple of real mothers.
103.7. Today, you're stuck with the worst of Opie and Anthony. On FM Talk at 102.7.
You gotta get this point of view across, I guess.
Baseball diamonds are a gal's best friend.
Wow, the hunk-o-meter.
Yeah, they're pitting a Jeter against Piazza. Obviously, for a
hunk. Who's the biggest hunk?
Who's the biggest hunk? Yeah, Jeter or Piazza.
She's got a bunch of stats and everything. This is Cheryl Connolly from the Daily News.
You know, this lady smokes crack. She has to. She's writing a whole article on this, right, Amp?
Yeah.
And where he'd take you for a weekend getaway, Derek Jeter. This lady assumes that Derek Jeter would take you to meet his mom.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I don't care that
he calls his penis mom.
Exactly.
I'll take you to meet my mom.
She's delusional. He's a guy, for Christ's sake.
Where does she live, the Comac Motor Inn?
Brother.
Odds on getting to third base with Derek Jeter. Only if you're a pop diva who can hit the high notes.
Oh, I think she's trying to be wacky.
Wow, that was worth being on page 9 of the Daily News today.
Is this sports?
Odds on getting to third base with Piazza, only if you could dress flashier than he does.
Does any sports fan really care about this?
I guess she's catering to the ladies or something.
Yeah, that
afternoon, everybody. Mike and a man talking to fans. Today we're taking phone calls. Hey, you know, who's the biggest hunk? Come on, look at the Jeter with the answer. You gotta give Jeter a lot of credit. I mean, he's got a nice ass. Look at him.
Hey, Mad Dog, are you trying to tell me you're bored with taking phone calls about the Mets and the Yankees?
Well, this is in the paper today. I think it's sports over-ended.
What would you like to talk?
Concerning sports.
Would you like to talk to some of your listeners today?
Yeah, why not? I think we can take a few phone calls.
All right, why don't you throw the topic out there?
Well, who's the biggest hunk? Jeter or Piazza? I've seen them both. I've been looking at them. Jeter, I gotta give Jeter the yes. But Piazza's got the arms, and I think Piazza's a little hairier.
Yeah.
I prefer my men with a hairy chest. And I don't know if I like Piazza. He's squatting all the time, being a catcher.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't want the testicles dragging in the dirt like that. It can make calluses, and I don't think I want to handle callousy testicles. And am I making?
That's right, the wook.
And he's been with some hose bags in his day, but I think I could turn him around. I take him in the backseat of my Toretta.
So who would you give the rusty trombone to?
Well, you gotta go with the Piazza on the rusty trombone. Because I'm not reaching for the testicles, I'm giving him a reach around. But you gotta figure what a catcher is squatting, a lot of air blowing through back there. It's not gonna stinky, it's maybe a Jeter who's standing up a lot.
Alright, let's go to the phones, alright? It's a great topic for your show today on WFAG.
Alright, Joe, you're on the air, I'm not gonna mad dog on a fan.
Hi, I'd just like to say that Mr. Piazza has the best ass.
What are you talking about? You gotta give Jeter the ass.
No.
I'm an ass man, I know. Jeter's got the better ass.
Come on, my friend.
Ain't that buns of steel?
You don't see him there when he's behind the plate, crouched down or bent over like that. It gets me so excited. Oh.
Thank you, Joe.
We never had that close like this on a van. Hey, as far as hairdos go,
yeah.
I don't know, I kinda like the quaff Piazza sporting. But it ain't that short thing Jeter sporting.
You don't like that wacky beard of Piazza's or the wacky sideburns?
No, I like a little bit of hair on my thighs. You know, I don't like the short hair that Jeter's got.
No.
But I give him the ass.
Okay.
And I'm okay?
That's right, dork.
I've undressed both of these with my eyes, and I gotta give, like I said, the ass to Jeter. Chest and arms to Piazza. Nice, strong, manly arms.
No surprise you like the Giants.
You could probably... Piazza, I know. If I'm in a sack with him, he could throw me around like a little spinner. strong upper body strength. But I think Piazza would be a lot more sensitive to my new feminine needs.
That's right, dog. Joe, you're on the air with Mad Dog.
Is this Mad Dog?
Mad Dog, Joe, out of egg.
How you doing?
What do you think, Joe?
I think that Jeter is better.
In what way?
And that Howard Stern's better than the Baltimore.
Yeah, Jay Baba Booey.
Can't curse on Joe.
Oh, brother. This is just getting bad.
That was pretty funny, too. Too bad I didn't make the air. All right, let's take another break here, all right? Are you done, Mad Dog? Why didn't you bring Imus in with you today?
Oh, jeez, you want to go there?
No. got my big fat cowboy hat in my lap here as I'm looking at Piazza.
Yeah.
And, it's growing. Yeah, that guy gets the wrinkle out of my neck.
Opie and Anthony.
Oh, those guys are fast!
1027.
All right, Bob, are you ready to play Hi, Mom, I'm Gay?
Absolutely.
Now, I hear you're 35 years old.
Yeah.
Never been married.
Ever.
Are you gay?
No rope swallowing.
All right, Bob, let's give it a shot.
All right.
You got to try to convince her, man.
All right, I'll do my best.
Let's give your mom a call, man.
Hello?
Mom, can you hear me, darling?
Yeah.
It's Bobby.
Bobby?
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm at work.
Yeah, well, you sound awful funny.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Hey, Mom, you sitting down?
Why?
I gotta tell you something.
What?
Don't get nervous. Something I've been meaning to tell you. I was gonna tell you when you called earlier today.
Yeah?
I'm gay.
Oh, you're full of
I'm a Twinkie. I swear it.
Bobby, will you stop it? You know, I have enough aggravation.
What? How come you don't, you never believe me?
Because I don't believe you.
Why?
Well, you just had a child, Bobby. Yeah.
That was to throw you off.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I wanted to tell you that. I was hoping you wouldn't take it lightly, but...
Bobby.
What?
Are you trying to be funny?
I'm not. I had to tell you, you know, I just don't feel right. I've known it ever since I was a kid.
Bobby, are you with Donna?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. All right.
With
okay.
Lenny.
You can tell your father that. I'm not even going to bring it up.
All right.
You're the one that's always said some terrible things about those people. So what's the, you know, what's all of a sudden?
Well, it was to throw everyone off, you know?
Bobby, I don't believe it. However, you know.
You still love me?
I had enough heartache. I think, you know, good
You still
God,
love
I
me?
Think, of course I love you.
You just won't kiss me on the lips anymore, huh?
Bobby, what the hell are you doing, drinking?
No. No.
Yeah, all right, all right. Okay, I'm working. Your father's out to lunch. Have you told Gene this?
No, I was going to spring it on him tonight.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, you do that. Stand a long distance away, will you?
I will, out of arm's reach.
Bobby, don't give me that baloney, please. You break my heart when you do things like this.
I'll talk to you later when I can sit down with you.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
All right.
All right.
I love you.
See you later. I love you, too.
Okay.
Holy Jesus. Dude.
I got to get back to her quick, man. Yeah, she's going to put a knife in her wrist.
You better do that.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob, I'm gay.
I'm gay. This guy sounds like the manliest dude around.
I've been meaning to tell you for a long time, Bob. I'm gay.
That'll explain the rough throat.
Yeah, I'm a twinkie, Bob. That's
a twink.
That's how I got this throat this bad, Bob. Been swallowing too many ropes. Hey, Bob. Bob. You sit down, Bob.
Oh, man.
Hold on. You want to call your mom back and then call us?
Yeah, I got to get her head out of the oven.
All right, we'll recognize...
Ran out of the oven.
We'll recognize your voice. Call back, all right?
All right, thanks.
All right, man.
Bye.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
You guys are going to burn in hell. Opie and Anthony,
1027.
I must know evil before he can condemn it.
Opie.
One must see evil before he can denounce it.
Anthony.
He's so disgusting and offensive.
Very, very cool.
FM.
It's beyond moronic. It's sub-moronic.
Oh,
yeah. 1027. Courtney Cox.
From Friends?
From Friends. She's dropping Cox.
Excuse me?
She's dropping Cox.
On what?
What do you mean? Well, her name's Courtney Cox.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, her name. She's dropping her last name.
Oh. She's getting rid of Cox?
She's getting rid of Cox, yes.
Huh.
She doesn't like Cox anymore.
Why?
Well, she wants to use her husband's name. She's married
Arquette.
To David Arquette.
Right.
Courtney Arquette. So she wants to be called Courtney Arquette. She wants to drop Cox.
But she likes Cox.
Well, I guess she's liked it for a while. It was very good for her and her career, but...
Yeah, for her career, I would think she would, hold on to Cox. I wouldn't think she would just... Well,
I think you're right. If we're professional,
cast Cox to the wayside like that.
Sure. Well, she's moving on with her career without Cox.
Hmm.
So.
All right.
Sans Cox.
What? Why? I don't know why everyone's giggling.
I don't know either.
Something. If a girl wants to change her name, it's fine. I just find it a little odd that she's been treated well by Cox for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
That she would just dump it like that.
She's brave enough to live her life without Cox.
I guess so.
So.
Arquette. Courtney Arquette.
Courtney Arquette for now on.
Not a hyphen.
Cox no more.
Right.
Huh.
That old gag.
You know, I actually felt the downward spiral in that bit.
Oh, sure.
Of course.
Of course you did. That's what you're supposed to feel.
There's no lifeboat! Oh, the other thing we have to mention is the book that's coming out on Reagan.
Really?
Mm. And it looks like President Reagan didn't like Bush.
Really?
Right.
Reagan didn't like Bush.
Really?
Did he like Cox?
Or did he drop Cox?
Courtney, I mean.
Well, would he know about Cox back in 81?
Sure. I think at that point during his presidency, she was on that Bruce Springsteen video, right?
So he was
dancing in the dark.
So he was well aware of Cox at that point.
Cox was on the stage just shaking and, you know, remember?
Gyrating Cox.
Sure. We saw her.
She was dancing. He forgot all about the Cox.
But with Bruce.
All right, so, yeah, this book is claiming that.
Yeah, you figure it doesn't work the first time. It's like putting sour milk in the fridge. You go, nope, still bad.
I find that.
This is debauchery mania.
I find that. 1-1-2-7. I find that.
You deserve the best, but that'd be a lot of work. Here's the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 1027.
So how was your Thanksgiving, Anthony?
Ah,
spent a little time with the family, I'll make sure.
Over at Grandma's
for the big, you know, Italian Thanksgiving.
Very nice.
All the food that you could feed an army with, and I was right up there, right at the next to the head of the table.
Uh-huh.
I made it all the way up.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Felt pretty good, because my brother wasn't there this year. He was over at his in-laws.
Oh.
So I got to move up into the Joe seat. So there I was, like right at the, before the head of the table. I looked down at the little card table at the end, remembering years and years ago when I was there. And I had to worry. I remember the middle of the table.
Sure.
I remember when I became a teenager and worked my way up from the card table to the real table, but way at the card table end.
Well, how many people had to die in your family to get that space?
Oh, quite a few.
Okay.
Yes, quite a few. And then, you know, I worked my way up, and as I was sitting there next to the head of the table, thinking there's only one more place to go, you start feeling old.
Old.
Yeah,
of course
old
you do.
Is what you start feeling.
Do you have any teenagers in your family?
Yeah.
So are you like the cool uncle where you know go get them high and stuff in the coat room?
Oh, no, no.
Give them a little sip or two here or there?
They're like early teens, RJ and Chris.
Oh, all right.
They're pisser. Cool kids. Yeah. Oh, they idolize me. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cursing like a banshee at the table and stuff, and they're just like, you are so cool.
You were drunk again.
Yeah.
You were drunk again, obviously.
Well, a couple of beers, though. You know. Not as drunk as my mom.
So you're cool?
my mom was at the point, she was at the I love you, F you stage.
Really?
Yeah, she gets like that every so often on holidays.
Was she snotted?
She was, ooh, drinking her wine.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, sitting there at the table, all of a sudden, and then you bring up the last time we were all hanging out as a family and she was hitting the wine. And she's like, oh, scratch your ass, I wasn't saying that, I don't do that. Because we tell her, when she really gets schnockered, she'll say, she'll talk to you and it's like, oh, baby, my son, it's so good to see you again. You're like, ma, calm down. Oh, F you. No, but I love you. It's so good to see you again. All right, ma, look, I'm going to go into the kitchen. I'm going to, oh, God, don't leave. F you. And it's not F you, it's the F word.
Well, Coke will do that to you.
Oh, Jesus. You saying my mom's doing coke, Opie?
Well, I'm just assuming at this point.
No, she's drinking some wine, having a good time with the family.
Could be acid.
And then we tell her that, you know, last time we were all together as a family, you got that I love you, F you phase.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, no, I wasn't. No. Hour later, I love you, F you phase. And then she's bringing up, you know, school, when I was in school. Because remember the time I got you that lovely fur coat?
Fur coat?
Fur coat. She brought this up. I forgot about it. Elementary school.
Did it go with your velour shirt that's on the FM Talk website?
Dude, I don't know what kind of...
You were like a pimp when you were 8 years old.
I wish I was as cool as a pimp when I was in that grade. But it turned out all I was an elementary school kid going to elementary school in a fur coat. My mother's like, oh, it kept you warm. I go, no, the coat didn't. The blood running from my nose over my body kept me warm because I'd be beat up. Because, faggot. Hey, Anthony, you're a faggot. Only faggots and women wear fur coats. I don't know what kind of dope she was doing. She comes home one day from the store. I'm just thinking, I want a snorkel jacket like all the other kids had in school. But no, my mother said, you know, you ever see on the sidelines of the football games, Joe Namath wears a fur coat.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Namath wears a fur coat. Joe Namath was also a quarterback for the Jets at the time. You know,
pretty cool job.
So he could pretty much wear whatever the hell he wanted.
Right, he's not
People
in
are gonna still hang
trade.
Out with him, right.
Exactly.
You know?
Who's that other big black guy that had the daughter in the films, the football player? He used to crochet on the sidelines.
Rosie Greer.
Sure. He would crochet on the sidelines, right?
Right.
Anybody gonna crack him in the head? Hey, Rosie, you faggot!
Of course not.
If I was to crochet in fifth grade, what would happen to me?
You'd be dead.
The crochet hook would be in my rectum. Everyone knows that. You wear a fur coat, it doesn't matter. Joe Namath wears one on the sideline.
Yeah.
I was being beat up because mom got me a fur coat. She was like ahead of the trend and like she was going to make us, we were models, fashion models. A fur coat. Give me my snorkel jacket.
By the time you were in ninth grade, were you dressing like Clyde Frazier?
Yeah. I wanted jeans, I wanted a t-shirt, I wanted sneakers, like I dress now.
So she brought up the fur coat at the Thanksgiving Day table.
Yeah.
Right.
And I totally forgot about it. But, yeah, she had gotten me a fur coat. All the little family memories come up in Thanksgiving, things you wish you'd never remember again. But another thing, like sneakers, I always wanted the PF Flyer high top black sneakers. Those are the ones I want.
You look like a hoodlum. If you wear those, you look like a hoodlum. You want to look like one of the...
And then she'd use the N-word and stuff.
Wow, she would?
Yeah. No, Italian. So you know. But, hey, come on. She's older now. She goes to church. She goes to church now. Come on. You know, that was a long time ago. But I wanted to wear the high top black PF Flyer sneakers. And my mother would always come back with those stupid white Skippies, you know? The stupid sneakers with the rubber front and everything. Your typical Wonder Years sneakers.
Sure.
You know, and I was pissed. And pants. I wanted jeans. I wanted to go to school in jeans. She'd get me like dress slacks. Just your slacks and a dress shirt and a tie for the first day of school. I'm there with a briefcase. I swear to God. You would think I was closing deals for IBM the way she dressed me to go up to the fifth grade. I had a briefcase and a shirt, matching shirt and tie, which my brother had to wear the exact same thing. Are we twins?
No.
But she dressed us like we were.
So now everyone thought you were twins.
Right. And we had to have the same little ties and pants and shoes. One time, in her disco diva phase, she bought me platform shoes. Dude, platform shoes. Disco shoes! I had the big platform shoes! I swear, I had 8-inch platforms. I looked like that jerk off in Saturday Night Fever. Tony, you gonna call me Tony? Tony, give me a call! She's pregnant, Father. You think the Pope could get her an abortion, Father? Tony, you didn't even call me. Look, Tony, I'm dancing, Tony. I'm dancing on the bridge, Tony. I had those big dopey shoes.
That's classic.
One time, my sister's dogs, she had two little dogs, ate the shoes. Yeah, baby, that was me. My sister's dog ate the heels of the shoes, the big platform shoes. I was like, thank you. That extra can of kennel ration for you. Back to my Skippies. That's why I dress like this. Because for years I couldn't. I wanted jeans, sneakers, and a t-shirt my whole friggin' life. So now, I wear what I want. And then I go to Thanksgiving dressed the same way. And my mother's like, you look like a slob. I was like, sorry, I don't have my platform disco shoes and fur coat, Mom.
She could have got the fur coat out of the closet for you.
Yeah, I'm sure. Look like I'm coming out of the closet with that friggin' thing on. But her big excuse was, Joe Namath wore a fur coat on the sidelines, walking back and forth. Remember when he was injured a lot of times?
And he had that wacky coat.
Yeah, he was still like on the field and stuff. He walked back and forth the sidelines. He had this big fur coat.
But he could pull off that look, man. He had the blondes by his side. And
yeah, two people pulled off that look.
And there were stories in the paper how he's banging broads in between quarters and stuff.
Joe Namath and Fred Mertz. Remember that when he put the big coat on?
We're gonna 23 skidoo. Terrible. Let's jitterbug. I'm gonna get some broads with this coat. Come on, Rick.
Yeah, a big furry bear coat. That's what I looked like.
So was your childhood idol Joe Namath that?
Yeah, you know.
Were you wearing pantyhose like him too?
Yeah, he did do the commercial for the pantyhose. No, Thank God my mother didn't feel I should be wearing pantyhose.
All right. let's go to Caesar. Caesar, what's going on today?
Anthony, you are a homo, man.
Ah, come on.
Listen, did Mama also buy the little fox skin scarf to match the coat?
No, there was no fox skin
scarf.
Yes,
there's a little mink skin. I bet you.
I'm admitting it was a gay coat. She put me on a fag gay coat in elementary school where, gee, people aren't judging you too much by what you look like.
Hey, buddy, I bet she tied the mittens to the sleeve of the coat, too.
Nah, it wasn't that drastic.
You're a faggot, man.
I had the big dopey, like, galoshes and stuff. I wanted, like, fireman boots, you know? Things with the big metal clips.
Sure. Yeah.
I get the totes galoshes. Put on your rubbers.
You were obviously poor like myself growing up.
No, she did pretty good, you know? She was more like she would spend more to make me look like an asshole.
Now I know why Boomer beat you up in elementary school.
Yeah, exactly.
You had your cute little fur coat on.
My fur coat. I wanted a bomber jacket, you know? I wanted regular, the high-top Pia Flyer sneakers, jeans, just looking like a kid. But no, my mother figures she's dressing me up like I'm in GQ or something.
GQ?
Well, that's what they would. They would put stupid things like fur coats on the models and stuff. And she would see it and go, oh, that's a great look. She used to dress me up like that.
She was goofing on me because she said over Thanksgiving, she said, well, when you dress yourself, you look ridiculous.
What do you mean?
She pulled out pictures of me with striped pants and a plaid shirt. I'm walking around like that. I'm like, so?
That doesn't go. I'm like, I don't care if it went or not.
That's the 70s look, though. That's
groovy.
That stuff went in the 70s.
That's like Greg Brady.
Haven't you seen the Brady Bunch?
They say it's in. I remember going for back to school shopping and stuff. You know, you go to the department store and walk around and you'd see stuff you want. You're like, oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, no, that's crap. That's what the lowlifes are wearing. You know, Charles Nelson Reilly is wearing a scarf off to the right.
Oh.
You should wear that.
Yeah. I can't see that.
Oh.
If there's a picture with you with a Charles Nelson Reilly scarf, I need to see that.
Where's my scarf? Oh. The ghost and Mrs. Muir. Charles Nelson Reilly. Oh.
I'll tell you one thing. If she would have bought me that coat when I was like 13, 14, I'd have banged it.
Anyway, hey, what's with the fur on this coat, Anthony?
Why? It's like Liberty Spikes at the punk rock is it?
Opie and Anthony, we punish ignorance.
Hey, ass, turn down your radio.
1027.
Yeah, if you read the paper today, Popeye's getting married.
Ooh, I got to marry to Olive's girl.
Yeah, she's a looker, huh?
Ooh. She's quite the looks good.
What do you...
Now,
Popeye, what do you see in olive oil? I mean, she really doesn't have a body.
Well, she's Slenska.
Yeah.
Ooh. 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 Some pusky.
Whoa, what?
Pusky.
What is pusky?
Figs get rid out yourself. Olive Goyle has a lovely pusky.
Popeye, I don't think you can say pusky on the radio.
Put my mighty hands around her skinny little butts. Her skinny butts. And then I gaze into her pusky.
You can't say pusky on the radio.
I could say whatever I want. I'm Popeye. Pusky, pusky, pusky. Well, blow me down. Ooh, she spent all that time with Brutus.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to stretch out her pusky.
Papa, you're going to get us fired.
Paxkin, quite the punch guy am. You can't get fired for the word pusky. It ain't even a word. I'd never heard the word pusky before. It's a fun word to say. Pusky.
Looks like you're excited because you're going to finally be able to bed down olive oil.
Ooh, yeah. We're going to go on a honeymoon.
Yeah?
Ooh. Yeah, I'm going to take her on my boatsk. I'm Popeye the Sailor. Ugh, she's a little flat chest, kid.
Yeah, just a little.
A little, a little shy in the titsky section. Ugh, not too big's gone the titsky.
You can't say.
But she makes up for it with the pussy.
Ooh, and that narrow little ass.
Yeah.
Ooh, she's got quite the lips glask on it.
But I'm dreaming of the pussy. Oh, well, blow me. Down.
Ooh, if I get a hold of that in the hotel room.
Hey, Popeye, I was always wondering this question.
Yes?
Does your unit get really big when you eat the spinach like your biceps?
Of course. And I got a big tattoo of an anchor on it.
Oh. Ugh. And it disappears sometimes. Whenever it ventures towards Kapuski.
Hey, all right, come on. You just can't say that word on the radio.
Why not?
I don't know. Look up Pusky in the dictionary. Is he allowed to say Pusky?
I could say whatever I want.
I ain't no big... Whiskey, and I'll say Pusky. I'm Popsky the Sailor Man.
Hey, well, there you have it.
What's your problem? It's never seen Kapuski.
All right.
Well, congratulate me.
Are you going to invite Brutus?
No. I'm not inviting Brutus.
To the wedding, no?
He might try to steal me girl.
I see.
He's always doing that in the past.
What about,
And Olives would always go with her.
What about Wimp?
Slutsk.
What about Wimpy?
Wimpsky?
Yeah.
He's a homosexual. No, always in a search for meat. I'll gladly pay you today for a hamburger tomorrow. Or whatever the hell you used to say.
Wow, Wimpy's a homosexual, huh?
Wimpy's a homosexual.
And Olive Oil has a nice,
Olive Oil was a whore until she married me.
I say.
And now it's just me and Olive's pussy.
Oh, gotta give her some implants. Cause she's a little shy in the tiskies.
You said that already. Alright. Well, do you want to hang out with us for the rest of the show, Popeye?
Yeah, I'll stay, but I got to go to my Hensky moon.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm rip-roaring, looking forward to some pusky.
Wow, alright. Where did Anthony go? He doesn't like Popeye or something?
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I have no clue what anybody's saying, but it's the funniest damn show.
More stupidity on the way.
1027.
It's like, it's kind of like a car wreck on the highway. You're going to have to, you know, tune us in to see what the hell these idiots are doing next.
Opie and Anthony.
We refuse to be responsible.
So go screw yourself.
We refuse to be responsible.
You guys sometimes, like, piss me off, okay?
Isn't today the day we could hear some sound from Mars?
Well, Opie, I think the Mars lander has touched down on Mars, but they have to wait a while before they get any response from it. But they do have a microphone on there, so you'll be able to go to the website and listen to the sounds of Mars.
The sounds of Mars. Martian winds. Sweeping the landscape. We leave you with the sounds of the Martian winds. We don't normally leave you with the sounds of Mars, but since the lander's there, we have the microphones and the equipment. The sounds of the Martian winds. Technology is a frightening, often fascinating thing when from millions of miles away you can actually hear the sounds of Mars. So, we leave you. The sounds of Mars.
Well, that confirms it. I never want to grow up.
It's
beyond moronic. It's sub-moronic.
Opie and Anthony. 102.7. Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7. The talk you can't ignore.
Dave writes, for your information, about 2 hours ago, Tom Brokaw was seen scuba diving in the ocean doing a live broadcast to see if JFK Jr. was faking his death. He is hoping he will reappear from the water and catch him in the act.
Come on.
Well, you know,
I don't think Tom Brokaw is in the water.
I believe finally the story's dead and they've run out of angles, so I wouldn't be surprised if you know, some of the networks did get some scuba divers down there to see if something's going on.
But actually scuba diving? Actually on the beach?
With scuba gear.
With scuba gear.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. You know, it's strange. I sound better with the regulator in my mouth than I do just trying to speak normally. Normally.
Hey, Tom?
Yes, Tom Brokaw.
You sound a little out of it today.
Well, I
sound a little lightheaded or something.
I was deep diving looking for JFK Jr. I don't believe he's dead. I think it's a big conspiracy. And I ran out of oxygen 200 feet below the surface and had to ascend so rapidly that me, Tom Brokaw, got the bends. Nitrogen bubbles in my bloodstream, so I'm a bit woozy. But I do believe I did see JFK Jr.
Yeah.
When I was, just before I passed out. I also saw Ricochet Rabbit and the Care Bears. They were all doing a dance. And then someone pulled me out of the drink.
Yeah, Tom?
I believe it was the Navy vessel LaGrasse. Still on site, picking up any lost screw that came from JFK's plane at the cost of millions and millions of dollars. I was wowed by Ariel, the Little Mermaid. It was nice, you know, she's got nice hands for a cartoon mermaid, little redhead chick. You know, those mermaids, very deceiving.
Yep.
Great cans you could, you know, feel. But if you try to go south, it gets a little fishy. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. I couldn't tell where the skin ended and the scales started as I tried making love to a mermaid. On my next report, Tom Brokaw makes love to a mermaid, flipping up scales to find the elusive mermaid gash. You know what the odd thing is?
Huh.
It smells like human.
Tom, while we have you in the studio.
Yes, over and Anthony.
What was the toughest thing you've ever had to say on the news?
I believe it was back in the 80s. It had to be the day that, the day Leon Klinghoffer was thrown off of the cruise ship Achille Lauro. The Achille Lauro. Where wheelchair-bound Leon Klinghoffer was thrown overboard by terrorists who took over the cruise ship. Why do you always make Tom Brokaw say that?
Say what?
Oh, look at the time. They've refilled my oxygen tanks. I am still searching for evidence of the death of JFK.
Well, good luck in the search, Mr. Brokaw.
Thank you, Opie and Anthony, as I now descend back into the depths. Look out, Will.
There he goes, Tom Brokaw.
Swimming away. Tom Brokaw.
Hey, he's having sex with a mermaid.
I can't even believe these morons.
Obie, he's a disgusting little man.
And Anthony.
What a douchebag. Green Wreck Radio.
Stand over.
This is sicker than Faces of Death.
This one's not on the CD, because it's kind of a special song. Is it, it's not on the CD because it sucks? That would seem to follow, wouldn't it?
Okay.
No, it's actually not, it's not a very funny song. It's, if you don't mind, I, my wife and I were recently divorced.
You're 12.
I know.
You're 12.
Short marriage.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 27.
27?
Yeah. Alright. Yeah. And, my wife of 16 years, Erin, and I divorced recently, and we have a little six-year-old girl. And, she doesn't really understand why mommy isn't living with us anymore, and
yeah.
I did my best to write this little lullaby and
all right.
Perhaps explain it to her.
I like to set up.
That's great. Thanks.
Okay.
You can bring it down a little bit here, if you know.
Hush, little girl, sweet, sweet baby, don't cry tonight. Daddy's here and he'll sing you a soft lullaby tonight. Why can't it all be like it was before? How can I explain why mommy's not here anymore? 'Cause daddy likes porno and $10 whores. Daddy gets wasted and robs liquor stores. Daddy likes rubbing against little boys on the bus. I think that's why your mommy left us.
Pretty.
Hush, little girl. There is no reason to fret tonight. Don't mind the smoke. Daddy just wants to forget. Soon it will all be like it was before. Any minute she will walk through that front door. But daddy plays poker and drinks lots of beer. Then he wants sex that involves mommy's rear. Daddy has sores on his genitals oozing with pus. I think that's why your mommy left us. Please don't cry. I swear I'll try to be here by your side. Right after daddy gets home from the bar, visits his bookie and steals a new car, he'll drive to the strip club, and if daddy plays his cards right, he'll bring home your new mommy tonight. Lady-day, 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 lady-day.
Oh, look at me.
I'm Megan.
Look at me. I'm all teared up now. I'm welling up with tears.
Hey, even Dice is tearing up over there.
Yeah, you got me, huh? You got my sensitive side. Yeah. Jackass. Who cares we can't play Chocolate Salty Balls anymore? We got some new songs. That's Stephen Lynch. The CD's called Half a Man. You can order it by emailing him at pushead@aol.com.
That marketing's really taking off, isn't it?
That's not my forte.
And it's pushead, P-U-S, not pushead, which is P-U-S-S, obviously.
Right.
What did everybody do before the internet?
Like, you know, send me a postcard or something, P.O. Box.
You know, is that what you did?
I don't know.
All right.
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7.
I must admit,
I ate monkey meat. It was me. Damn me to hell.
Mr. Heston, it was you?
I went into the zoo and had sex with Yoshi the chimpanzee. Damn me to hell. I couldn't help it. After spending time on the Planet of the Apes, I grew accustomed to that red chimpanzee ass.
Ah!
Have you ever made love to a chimpanzee?
No, I can't say I have.
Nothing like it. Once you go chimp, you never go back. That supple red ass. Yearning. I went to the zoo. Yoshi spun around and faced that red ass at me. It was yearning. Calling me, as was the burning bush when I played Moses. Saying, take this, thine red ass upon thee. Make love to my red chimpanzee ass. I must admit, I ate monkey meat. Damn me to hell. I ate monkey meat at the zoo.
Now, Mr. Heston.
Yes?
Why would you be attracted to a chimpanzee when you had Nova?
Nova. Yes, she was quite a babe in that loincloth. But she just didn't have enough bodily hair. When Zira seduced me in that little cave thing they lived in, and I did have a threesome with Zira and Cornelius, I admit it. I ate monkey meat. I tasted the forbidden fruit of the monkey's red ass. I couldn't resist. I visited the zoo and saw Yoshi.
Yeah.
Little Yoshi and that red ass. My God, forgive me. Lord God, please forgive me for partaking in the forbidden meat of monkey. Damn me to hell!
Now, Mr. Heston, there's a lovely picture of your girlfriend in Newsday.
Look at the cans on Yoshi. My God, that's the luckiest baby chimp I've ever seen. Getting just snuggled against the bosom of that hairy ape. Damn, I love that monkey.
Yeah, all right.
I'll be making more visits to more zoos. There might be a population explosion of Charlton chimps. New breed, the Charlton chimp. That's right, it wears a toupee and has a red ass.
Hey, is it true also that you were Caesar's father?
Damn. Damn, you found me out. from my sexploits with Zira.
Yeah, okay.
Twas me!
Well, we got the explanation to the chimp getting pregnant at the L.A. Zoo. Well, thank you, Mr. Heston. It's great.
I'm so embarrassed.
Could you take your little chariot and get out of the studio? We got a show to do.
Where's my music?
Oh, you want
to... Yeah! Yeah! Off horse! Yeah! Play my music, damn you!
All right, I'll play your music!
Damn you!
Now get the hell out of here.
When are you putting those pictures up on the website? Damn you. Damn you all to hell.
And there he goes, everyone. Charlton Heston. Wow.
Opie and Anthony.
Cunnilingus and psychiatry brought us to this.
On FM Talk at 102.7. The talk you can't ignore.